It's 11 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. always in the mirror, throw the sun in the clutch. And don't slip a little nigga, put the sun in your nuts. What? Yo, dude, why the fuck if you trust? You gon' run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You gon' run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once if you broke, put your boat in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop on. Think you get your hand when your man's in the side door. I'ma get the answer, get in, blow your top on. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with your nigga, better open the safe. You better come with your money, just show you. Wait for him, pump with the rhythm, cause I'm open the eggs. You put shots in your butt like you're ready to take, huh?
Da 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 Queen Beats.
The legendary Kai Balenciaga presents Take No Prisoners, a night of all-out battling. Who will bring 2013 in with the victory? Will it be him or will it be you? Who's going to win and who's going to lose? For the hottest categories and the hottest competition, Grand Prize, Femme Queen Face, bring a memorable entrance for $1,000. Grand Prize, Butch Queen Performance, the Masters of Vogue, $1,000. Mini Grand, open to all teen, high fashion versus urban streetwear, the Dynamic Duo, and Mini Grand 2, Schoolboy Realness, the Presidential Award, and other cast categories. The ball date is January 5th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. Legend Stars and Statement will begin at 3 a.m. sharp, and Femme Queen Face will be the fifth category of the night. The paparazzi will be in the building, so come dressed to impress. You gotta know what to wear, when to wear it, where to buy it, and how to style it. Get ready to battle, get ready to cheer, cause Take No Prisoners is going to be fierce. Not shady, but fierce, fierce.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the boardroom, Naomi and Ms. Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have BNG Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary. 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 Legendary mother, Kelly, Ms. Rock.
Kelly. Mitha Rock.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, or should I say this is the only station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom and definitely get the 411. We are live on the air, honey. We're going to recap everything that happened from state to state this weekend, all the balls and all the tea. So if you're out there and you got any tea about anything that happened this weekend, feel free to definitely press 1, honey. I'm going to go and bring my cast members on, honey, and we're going to get the shade and we're going to get the tea and everything started. So if any of my cast members is on the phone lines, feel free to definitely press 1, and I'm definitely going to bring y'all on the line, honey. I see we have Jason on the line. Everybody just listened. Okay. We have Jason on the line. I'm going to bring Jason on the line, and we're going to storm. Jason.
Hey, Kelly, what's going on, mother vampire?
Nothing much, just chilling. Hold on, we have our brother on the phone. It's the legendary icon, Oral Father himself.
I now welcome you, the legendary, iconic Oral Father, Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle, Will. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling.
What's up, Jay?
Honey, The girls is not coming on the line tonight. I need the girls, you know. The girls are pressed, Miss A, you know, because I got my 34 inches in, Miss A. So the girls won't be coming on the line tonight, Miss A, because, you know, the girls is running around with 16 inches of, you know, Remy motherfucking, you know, that pack here, Miss A. So, you know, the girls is not coming on the line tonight. I'm so sorry you girls can't be Brazilian like myself and be 34 inches, Miss A. Oh, hold on. We have a caller on the line.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the
line. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gotcha herself. She's the bitch that says what you want. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Well, we already know what you're gonna start.
Why you just can't let me be?
Baby, you got it.
I paved the way for you to get Brazilian hair.
Insane, you know.
Have a cup for me.
Honey, you know, we have to get you up here, Miss Sang, girl.
You just
okay.
Had Remy in your hair last night, Miss Sang. What you doing now? I did last month, girl. Let me be.
Okay, yeah. Honey. Baby, but, you know, honey, we had to get you up here on the line, honey. There's a lot going on this weekend, honey. A lot, honey. So, you know, I see the girls in the chat room, the girls in the official ballroom group, Miss Sang. And the girls in the Blog Talk Radio chat room is very upset about things that happened last night. So maybe some of you girls are calling and y'all talk about how y'all feel about things that happened last night and everything. And, you know,
what happened last night?
Don't sit and just talk in the chat room, honey. Girls, please call in and press 1 and voice your opinions. I don't know what happened last night. I left the ball like around like 3:40, 4 o'clock in the morning. I left the ball yesterday.
Yeah, bro, you could say you left because you was pressed because you lost.
Ooh. I wasn't pressed.
Now you wanted me here, bitch, and I'm here. They say you was mad because you lost and you was over it. You didn't want to give Miss Tracy them a hug, really. You was being a shady bitch. Miss Stanley said you bought the category like it was calling for, but Miss Tracy them had the face. So what's up now?
Well, it was the third category of the night, so we can definitely go into that and we get into everything else. But I want to say grand prize to Alex Prada for definitely winning best dress last night. I want to say grand prize to Prince Mizrahi for winning Butch Realness last night.
Prince Mizrahi, isn't that your new day?
Girl, I want to say grand prize to Princess Ryan for winning Butch Realness last night. I want to say grand prize, I don't know her name, the Prodigy girl, Rodney, what's her name?
What's category?
Femme Queen Realness.
Oh, Natalie.
Grand prize to Natalie Prodigy for Femme Queen Realness. I don't know who was the drag queen that won the Realness.
Yeah, Prodigy.
Yeah, grand prize to her for Drag's Realness. And now we're going to what Alexis was talking about.
They say, girl, you got mad. You handled the category, and it was true. It is no shade, Kelly. First of all, before I start being shady.
Your phone on speaker? Who phone on speaker?
Oh, hold on. It's racist. I have to tell you, and before I start being shady, Miss Thing, that motherfucking mug, you was on. I won't call his name because I don't know if, you know.
He's listening to the show right now.
Timmy, you went back to Transylvania and kicked that bitch in her motherfucking mug because she was motherfucking on. That bitch was on. That's the second time I've seen you. I'm going to have to get your number. She don't want to share the number to me. But anyway, Kelly, they said you were affected. You was affected. But, girl, they said Tracy and Lola had the face. So, I mean, you know.
Well, this I feel I was very upset last night, and that's why I left the ball because I know how I get when it comes to me walking, something and, you know, and putting my all into what I do. And like I said in one of my pictures that I posted, when I walk a ball, I'm not coming to bring 100%. I'm coming to bring 175% whenever I walk. And whenever I walk, I always call and I need to know and I want to know and everything about, you know, everything to do. And so that's why I made it my business to take and bring my all to the category last night. And I just felt that it wasn't presented to the judges the way that it should have been presented to the judges. Because if you're thinking, you can't, I'm not going to take, I can't take anything from Lola and Tracy and my sisters. I love them down. Yes, they are face and everything, but it was not giving me vampire tea with the effects and everything. It was giving me very, you know, they had vampire fangs on. They had cat eyes contacts in. And that's all it was given. It wasn't given any, but you can't take anything from them. They face down. Definitely grand prize to them, but I just felt some type of way, and I just had to leave. I just had to leave the building because I knew if I would have stayed and didn't have time to cool off and wait for tonight to do the show, the aftermath would have been really nasty, and I was not trying to give that look. And so that's why I just left the building. And that was that. But I seated everybody in, I seated everybody in Facebook land and everybody that's, you know, all over the place on YouTube and everything. And, you know, they're definitely, you know, giving me and my daughter, Erica Khan, they're definitely giving us our L. So I just want to say thank you to y'all girls out there. You know, y'all should have been on the judges panel because apparently, you know, the judges that was on the judges panel, you know, I don't know. So I'm gonna fuck 15 up. 15, you haven't called in here in a minute. 15, can I get a little conversation from you? 15, it's been a beat since you called in here. 15, can I get a little convo? But I don't know what else happened. I don't know what else happened at the. I don't know what else happened at the ball because I was gone. I don't know who won any of the other categories or anything. So if anybody's out there that stayed for the whole ball and can definitely tell us, you know, who won the grand prize team performance and who won the radio category. I mean, the runway category and all of that. Can y'all
see who was in the ball with the price tag taking off their wig?
Oh no!
Somebody was hanging a price tag was hanging off their wig.
That's what 15 just said. Somebody was in the ball. The price tags was hanging off their wig.
Oh, my Bob, I got to give big shout-outs to every time y'all talk about my hair, I got to give big shout-outs to my sister. Big shout-outs to my sister, the legendary Portia Milan, for definitely doing that wig. That wig started out as a 613.
Portia
did it as back in May, last year in May, that wig started out as a 613. Portia did the wig. I dyed the wig pink for the Mizrahi ball. I just dyed it. The whole look that y'all see here for the vampire ball was the look that I was going to do for the Gagaween ball to walk face against Shay Shay. And I never got a chance to do the look, so I did the look for the vampire ball. And now the wig is red, and I'm going to dye the wig next week, and she's going to be black, cutting, and that's going to be her last color, because after she go red, she can only go black after that, and she's just going to be black, and that's it. Well, big shout-out to Portia Milan for making that wig, honey.
Girl want realness. The tag was hanging off her shirt. I hope that's her shirt and not her wig.
I don't even know. I seen some girl come out there for realness, Miss Thing, when I was leaving off, when I was leaving the ball, she came out for realness, and they chopped her real quick, Miss Thing. She got like 4 steps on the floor, Miss Thing, and they chopped her.
I think she's battling Natalie. This girl is battling Natalie.
Oh.
The bride of Chucky. Like, who is this?
Miss Thing, who looked like the bride of Chucky?
Girl, you were not.
Girl, why not?
You were not.
Why not?
I'm just reading the comments.
Well, what the comment says? What the comment says? Let me go on this group, Miss Thing. You know, let me go in here, Miss Thing, and see what they're talking about, honey. Y'all need to add the rest of the girls up in this group, Miss Thing. Y'all is not going to sit here in this group and talk about Mother Selena Khan look like the bride of Chucky, Miss Thing. Y'all will not.
Where is that at? I missed that.
Miss Thing, y'all girls need to stop. Okay.
You at work?
Nah, I'm off.
I was getting some texts and stuff about, even though we are, you know, the Baldwin Recap Show, I'm going to give a quick shout-out to the sports fanatics, fans in the ballroom scene, whether you watch World Film, Realness, or whatever. And I want to give a few scores, if I may.
Go ahead.
Tonight, in NFL action, we had the Carolina Panthers over the Philadelphia Eagles. That goes out to Rich Mugler and Eric Prodigy. 30-22 is your score. On last evening, we had my New York Giants, 38, the Green Bay Packers. We sent packing, 38-10. New England Patriots, 49. New York Jets, 19. And for the Pittsburgh fans, saw what Charlie Betts did, absolutely nothing. Your Cleveland Browns, 20. Pittsburgh Steelers, 14. And also in one basketball game I want to announce, the Brooklyn Nets, 96, and your New York Knickerbockers, 89. That goes out to Harold Balenciaga and the icon, Dre Pepe.
Well, I'm waiting for y'all girls to call in. Wasn't it a ball in the Carolinas this weekend?
It was something down there, I think. It was something in Annapolis. It was, well, you had Giselle Ball. First of all, you talked about the Rumble. You had Giselle Ball. And then you had the Rumble. And you had Opie Rodale's Ball in Annapolis. And then I think it was something in North Carolina.
And the ball that J-Rock went to in New Orleans.
We need to talk about the club. We need to talk about the club in North Carolina also, honey. The club was real hot in North Carolina. New Orleans, if my sister Beverly is out there listening, please, Beverly, call in and give us the eat. Hold on, let me text her so Beverly can call in and give us the tea in New Orleans, honey.
Wait, somebody said she was fighting somebody?
Who, Beverly?
Yeah.
In New Orleans, she ain't call me and tell me?
Allegedly, that's what I heard, but I don't know if it was true or not because we didn't hear it in
Hold on. I'm calling Beverly on the red phone right now, honey. I need Beverly to call in here and give us the eat or what happened in New Orleans.
But they did say he did get paid this time for his commentating services.
Oh, shit. And she had her room at the Marriott. Where you at?
Uncle, you trying it?
You where? Oh, honey. Oh, well, you busy, honey. Call into the show when you finish. Bye. Honey. Okay, well, Beverly's going to call it. She's going to call into the show when she's done, honey. Opie, if you out there calling, I want to know what happened at your ball, honey. I want to know what happened in the Carolinas. It was a big T in the Carolinas, but I didn't talk about the other because it was only 45 minutes. 404-688-698.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes.
Auntie,
I didn't press one.
Baby, yes, you did.
No, I did not. Put me back on
yes,
hold
you
one.
Did. Bye.
I did not.
Okay, big shout-out to Father Country, Chanel, up in the building, honey. Giselle Ball, the venue, Giselle Ball was this weekend. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to Giselle for definitely having, a fab venue, definitely having fab trophies, definitely having all the coins. But other than that, and I'm going to leave it at that.
I'm going to give a shout-out to my house members that was definitely in the Rumble. It was on the teams. They had to, I don't know if they had to battle each other or not, but big shout-out to Jeannie and G and Adante and Lollipop and Boots. They're all on different teams at the Rumble. I don't know which team won or something like that, but big shout-out to the kids.
Well, somebody out there, can y'all please tell us, who won at the ball, bitch? Now about the ball, Kelly. How did you feel about Mother Slider and Mother? I don't know who that is, 15. Who are those people? baby. But that was it. But no, nobody really. I don't know why the ballroom. I need to know who those people are. You need to give me their names because I don't know those names that you put up there, Mother Spider and you know.
Kelly.
Yes.
Huh?
Hold
on. Let me send it to you.
Oh yeah, send it to me. Hold on. But Giselle Ball overall.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me see. It's currently unavailable, whatever you sent me.
Is it?
Yeah.
Go to the chat room and click on the link.
Oh, you know what? I'm not doing it tonight. Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, hold on. In official?
No, in Blog Talk.
In the chat room.
Blog Talk. Mistake, girl, I'm not. I'm not. I will not. I'm not going to do that with you, 15. 15, I will not dance with you tonight, 15. You will not. Because you know, bitch, the girls.
You've never been a bitch in my
life. La Asia Milan team won last night.
Oh, okay.
La Asia Milan team won last night. So big shout out to La Asia Milan and whoever was on her team. But who, Miss. What?
You got an admirer in an official ballroom group.
I got an admirer? Hold on. Oh.
He just posted a post about you.
Oh, Jeffries Megan. Jeffers.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Remember that night we was on Ubu Meet? I ain't going to tell you who I was on there because it'll give away scandals. But, and he called and everybody was like, no, don't add him.
Well, we're not friends on Facebook.
No, you're not friends under that page.
Oh, well, baby, you want to hit me up and say something underneath this alias, honey, okay?
Because he let you, he blocked.
He blocked?
He blocked from posting on his other page.
Oh, he's blocked. Oh, he's blocked.
He did all the Andy Trug on Rugs.
Oh, this ain't a girl. Okay, off air, honey. Off air, honey. Maybe it's just too much. What's that? Miss 15, I need 15 to call in here. Okay.
I'm going to need her to act like she's not being bad tonight.
No, I need 15 to call in here. 15 has not called in here in I don't know how many moons of Sunday. I need 15 on this fucking phone line. Because, 15, you be giving that mistake. Now, this is what I want you to do, 15. You ain't even got to stay long, okay? Good. You ain't even got to stay long, 15. You just call in and you start it up, and I'll take it from there. Because I can't start it. Because if I start it, Miss Thing, then, you know, the girl's going to, you know, get mad, Miss Thing. But you come and you start it up, Miss Thing, and I got Mother Spider and Tarantula, 15. Then you do that. And me and Jason and Alexis will take it from there.
There ain't never been a bitch that's in my ass was too much.
Maybe. But officially, I don't know what's going on, but officially the A-List radio station is off the air. That's been weeks in the making, but now officially the chat room is down.
That room is not down.
It's down. You can't make any posts or anything. You can only comment on what's there.
No,
right.
Well, from an inside source, and I love my brother down, but, you know, sometimes my brother wants a little attention. So he's going through something. So it'll be back up shortly. But for those who don't know, you can always join Ballroom News. You can find the link in the official ballroom group, and you can find it on my page, and you can also find it in the chat room.
Don't forget that other group.
And don't forget the official ballroom radio station is not going anyplace. Anything that you post in there, any reads that you post in there, whatever you want to say, it's going to always stay up. It's going to always be there. So, girls, if you accidentally make a mistake and you read somebody, Miss Thing, by accident because you think your girlfriends are being shady, Miss Thing, please don't hit me up in my inbox and ask me to erase any messages because once it's posted, it never comes down. Okay? And I'm sorry. So, you know. But, you know, and don't. And that other room, that other room is just so, like.
What other room?
That other room, Miss Thing, with all of ass pictures and all types of nasty stuff in.
I'm talking about the gag show.
Yeah, and they about to have After Dark at 12 o'clock and all types of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. This is what I don't understand.
But
where the fuck do motherfuckers get off asking for a green dot to charge to promote your ball in a free group on Facebook?
Because they think they're the official ballroom radio station.
Now, I can see in the official, because you have a radio station. And that gets your airtime.
And Johnny's gonna come on here for your ass.
I can't. I don't understand.
That means ask for a green dot for the gag show.
The gag show, you have to pay to advertise the ball.
Wow.
Wait, hold on, 15, I'm about to get you right now. Sorry to some of you girls that's listening, but I need 15 on this phone line. So some of you girls are going to have to get hung up on. I need 15 on the lines. So y'all better get ready to dial in. 15, get ready to dial in. I'm about to clear the lines right now, 15. I'm clearing the lines, so girls, be ready for redial, honey. 15, call in, 15. I'm clearing the lines right now, 15.
Don't hang up on my sister Claudia.
Huh?
Don't hang up on Claudia.
I don't know everybody's number. I need to know their numbers, honey. I'm clearing the phone line. 15, I'll clear the phone lines, honey. Let's go. Honey. Wait, hold on. Who was calling? Who called me? Hang on, man. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, well, I just cleared the phone line. And I also, what happened? Oh, hold on. 15, are you here?
No, I'm in ballroom.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, 15.
Hey, what's going on, Alexis? What's up, Rodney?
Hey,
hi, everyone. Hi, Jason. How are you all doing?
Hey, Miss 15.
Now, 15, you want to talk about what?
Well, I want to first start off saying that you looked very nice at the Rumble Ball, at the Vampire Rumble Ball last night. But I actually had an issue with Lola and Trace. And they looked nice. Don't get me wrong. They had face, but it wasn't vampire at all. When did vampires wear silver disco ball dresses? You know,
aren't
like,
they allergic
I
to silver?
Exactly. Like, I don't recall, you know, how did they
get there.
Somebody
was giving y'all Twilight.
But even in Twilight, they couldn't do silver.
But I thought, you know, vampire gave very black, white, red blood, you know, white little paint on the face or something of that nature, but not silver dresses. And then Trace didn't even have any vampire teeth. I remember Lola having vampire teeth, but not Trace. So what was Tins about that? Or what was Grand Prize about that?
Well, we would have to ask legendary Brenda Revlon. We would have to ask Mother Aaliyah St. Clair. We would have to ask Mother Aaliyah St. Clair.
Who is that?
Mother Aaliyah from Jersey, Butch, Queen and Drags.
St. Clair is still breathing. I thought I killed that house already.
Oh shit. Mother Aaliyah St. Clair, who else is on the judges panel? Rock Garcon, Mike Mizrahi, Nadine Milan, Uncle Michael, who else is on the judges panel?
Who did Rock
panel?
Vote for?
Rock voted. Rock was the only person that gave us his vote.
Ooh.
Y'all got two, Kelly.
Oh, we had two?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well. Well, Rock and somebody else gave us a vote. I don't remember. I know I remember Rock giving us a vote, but I don't remember who else was on it. It was somebody else that was on the end, too, next to Brenda, but I forgot who it was that was on the end next to Brenda. And those
but
was all me, the seven judges.
But aren't you the director of the House of Mizrahi?
Yeah. Alexis, really?
I love it.
So, does that mean that someone will be getting directed out of the house?
No, no one's getting directed. No one's getting directed, 15.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Well, what you know that I don't know?
I just beg to differ. We'll see by the New York Awards, boss. We'll see.
Selena was the other vote. It was Selena and Rock that gave me and Erica vote. I kid with you, 15. I really kid. I don't know. I just don't know.
So how did you feel about Khadijah?
What am I supposed to feel about her?
I mean, just, you know, how did you feel about, you know, just what she had on? You know?
Her new teeth look good.
How her body was into the outfit? How did you feel about that?
Her new teeth look good. Her teeth was in. Her teeth really look good. Why y'all keep keying like that? Alexis, why are you keying like that?
That was not me laughing.
That
oh,
ain't
Jason?
Me. That ain't me. Cause
oh,
I was
that's 15 or Rodney?
I was getting ready to say, did you just say her new teeth look good?
Yes.
That's Alexis.
Oh, my God. That was not me.
What?
On the phone then.
That's 15 laughing.
That's Rodney.
That's 15.
Me, that's 15. Why you keying like that?
Oh,
put me on
mute,
please. I don't mute me. I gotta mute myself.
I'll bet you on mute. Okay, hold on. I'll put 15 on mute, honey. We have 15 online. 15 will just press 1 when 15 is ready to come back, honey. Hold on, we have another caller. 216-526, you're live on the air.
Kelly Maya is saying check your Kelly Mizza inbox.
I'm not on my Kelly Mizza. I'm on my mother Kelly Mizrahi page. I'm not on that page anymore. I only use that page, honey, when my mother Kelly got blocked, honey. Oh, hold on, but 15 is a key, honey. You know, I had to clear the line to get 15 on, honey. 15 doesn't call in that, but 15 definitely gets the party started. But everybody keeps hitting me up, and they want to talk about the Pittsburgh Awards Ball that was canceled this weekend. And
damn.
So, if anybody's out there and y'all want to talk about the Pittsburgh Awards Ball, honey, and it being canceled, please feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open, and we can definitely talk about it. The girls have sent me so many different things about the Pittsburgh Awards Ball and everything, but I don't want to read all of this stuff that the girls have been sending me, but, you know, if the girls don't call in, honey, I have no other choice.
This weekend.
I have no, that was, no, it's coming, it was supposed to be this Friday, and it was canceled. So, you know, if the girls don't call in and press 1, you know, baby, you know, I'll just, you know, I'll read it, honey. But, you know, they said the ball was canceled because, cause Vonna was going to come trash the building. So, you know, that's what they was giving, honey. You know, they was giving Vonna was going to come and trash the building. So, Vonna, if you out there listening,
and
you know.
What? And what?
And that's what they said, honey. So, Vonna, if you out there listening, you know, feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and call. Oh, somebody said, no, the ball is not canceled. It's just not the awards ball anymore. It's still, they're still going to be having a ball. It's just going to be, it's not the awards ball, honey. So, honey, I've seen the picture, but I still don't know, man. I gotta get on Uvu. I gotta get on Uvu. Who? 15 said unmute her. I gotta get on Uvu. I gotta get on Uvu. Okay, 15 is back. I gotta get on Uvu tonight. Hold on. Vonna, you're live on the air.
I'm here. What's the?
Baby, they said the ball canceled because of you, Miss Thang Girl. They said that the girls ain't. They said the girls ain't have. They said that the Revlons didn't send their coins and for the of the year trophies.
Let me say this, Kelly, because I'm not going to cook it up with you, girl, but I will be a bitch enough to say, first of all, the Revlon didn't send them money for a table because I wasn't paying $200 for a table and I couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on. Second of all, the ball wasn't canceled because of me. It was canceled because of this organization, lies, and bullshit. And we tried to fix them, rectify them. When I spoke to you, I spoke to Selvin, I spoke to several other people, and everybody was lied to about who was being paid and what was being done. And I'm not reading Pittsburgh as a city. I'm reading the promoters of the function because they tried it. They're trying to be late. They're trying to cook something up because they didn't have the money. If it came up to Vonna, Vonna could have paid for the whole ball. Vonna could have gave the tables away for free, and Vonna could have still went home and got full and had money in her pocket.
Yes, I love a bitch who can get full of her own.
Well, I got my six packs of hair.
Wait. So Pittsburgh tables was for $200?
It was for $200, and nobody was in it. And Pittsburgh, Alexa.
No, that wasn't me. No, that wasn't me.
Who said that? Hey, Rodney.
That's 15.
Oh, hey, 15. Yeah, it was $200 in Pittsburgh. And they're trying it. Now, if they really want me to be cute and they really want to read, I will start posting all the emails and all the texts and all the back and forth information, and all the lies will come out. I told them to keep Vonna and the House of Revlon out of their mouth, and that's what I mean.
Oh, well, that's what's coming in my inbox right now. And they said the Revlons didn't pay for their table, and they didn't give their portion for the trophies.
Let me tell you something. Wait. Hold on. Just give me one second. First of all, $200 missing. I do more than $200 a night in drugs. That's first of all. So $200 for a table wouldn't have been shit.
Second of all, bitch,
I was not. The House of Revlon was not on the flyer. So why are we paying for trophies? Well, we're not on the flyer. If we're on the flyer, then the trophies will be bought. Me and TJ were going to take care of all the trophies. The girls wanted to be grand and buy trophies cash, so let them be grand.
Oh, well, hold on. Somebody just hit me up and said, so is Sanaya still coming? Did she get her hair and her dress and her heels?
Kelly, you can answer that question. Remember we were on Uber? Kelly, you can answer that question.
The girls sent me right here, they said Sanaya was supposed to get her booking fee. She was supposed to get $900 worth of hair.
$900
worth of hair. $1,300 flight, and her suite at the W Hotel, and her Christian Louboutins.
Hold up. Wait one motherfucking minute. I love my sister down. But she was supposed to get what?
They said she was supposed to get $900 worth of hair, honey.
What else?
Baby, she was supposed to get $900 worth of hair, $900 worth of hair, $1,000 dress, a pair of Christian Louboutins, and a $1,300 plane ticket and a suite at the W Hotel.
Come on, Naya.
You making this up.
This is what's on my inbox. Let me tell y'all something. I don't put the people out there that send me the tea, bitch, but I will screenshot my computer right now, but I don't know
Hold on, wait, Kelly. There's no W in Pittsburgh.
Oh well, baby, what hotel was it supposed to be? Please hit me up and tell me the hotel.
My Starwood Resort. It was supposed to be the Westin.
Is there a Westin in Pittsburgh, sweetie? Yes, it is. I stayed there. Hold on.
Yeah, it's
a Westin.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's right downtown Pittsburgh. I stayed there twice.
Baby, no, I'm not lying. I'm not lying to y'all, Miss Sangani. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Jason.
Marcus, you're live on the air.
So they got to fix that fake voice a little bit better.
No, the ball is not canceled. They said it's not just so they're not doing the awards, but they're still having the ball.
Because I was trying to figure out how you cancel a ball a week of at a hotel. What did you tell them to give you your money back? Because a week before the ball.
Let me explain to you how it was explained to me in the conference.
Oh, so wait. And so that's the ball that was $100 to get in? No, it wasn't
$100.
No, that's the ball on Wednesday here in New York. That's $150 to get in.
Yeah, my
fucking
should be doing child support.
Wait, so who were the promoters?
The promoters were it was a promoter, and he was in the House of Ebony, and there was also a task force and stuff. The task force took over the ball. The task force in the mayor's department took over the ball. And that's why it's no other at 4 p.m. today. That's why it's no other years, because they don't have access to all the ballrooms. They took over because they gave him all the money for the ball in the first place.
Paul, this is my question though. How do you have an award ball and then you ask people pay $30 to get in, but you're
right.
asking the houses to buy the of the year? That's a part of your job
right.
as the promoter.
Now
you
should
not even ask you too.
Well,
you
would never even ask. No, wait. Listen to all the people in Pittsburgh. If you're going to postpone the Pittsburgh Awards, if you need subcontractors, please let me know. I have an excellent subcontractor. She's very feasible. And if you need her, just let me know. Go ahead.
Subcontractor.
that's how Pittsburgh do they if that's how they do their organization and they do their ballroom scene. We can't
and she, hold on, Rodney. Hold on, Rodney. She says she needs her cash up front too.
Oh no, I understand that. I'm saying, but if Pittsburgh, because they did it last year as well, the houses, each house put in a certain amount of money to go towards the ball and to go towards the trophies and stuff like that. But if that's how they run their area, we can't, because we run our areas different, we can't justify or criticize them on how they run their area. If it doesn't
work. But you know what, Rodney? I agree to that. Now, if we would have, me sitting on that council as well, if we would have changed that determination in August, I would have had no problem submitting my house money. But you asked us 5 days before you want to go buy a trophy that now all of a sudden you need our table money so that you can go buy a trophy.
I agree with you on that.
Well, Robert, can I ask a question? Well, I got a question.
Sure.
What is the $30, though? If you pay
the
ball and you buy a $200 table and you have to – I see if the ball was free because it's being, I guess, sponsored. But where's the $30 going if you're paying $200 for the table, you paying $30 getting the ball, and you having the houses paid for the other years? You ain't got nothing to pay for.
Miss Thing, you girls – You girls in Pittsburgh is fierce, Miss Thing. So they just hit me up and said, what about the multiple jobs? Judge, daycare, celebrity security guard. Miss Thing, Cardi, they said we had three meetings a week ago. Sam said he only got $600 from the task force. Stacey Lane, who works for the task force, said he got $3,500.
Bitch, I need that agency to sponsor me.
The ball was $20 to get in.
Still.
Honey, hold on. We got a couple of callers. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay. No, we're not. You're gone. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, that's me. My phone got cut out this week.
Oh, okay. 15 is back. Okay. Baby, the girls in Pittsburgh is not having it, Miss A. Honey, they said, he stole the money from the ball, from the pride ball last year. They said, y'all girls, 410-462, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Enrique.
Enrique.
Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? How's everyone doing?
Enrique.
How are you doing? Marcus, what question were you asking about, like, what? Because I know that in Baltimore Ball, our coalition, like, 2 years ago, a year ago, you know, each table, well, the houses we had, like, the house was supposed to pay $100 dues towards a coalition. And then you people still paid to get into the ball, but then I had to think about it. If your house did pay that $100, then you did get a free table. But for those who didn't pay,
even that, Enrique, the Baltimore Alliance, you guys have the ball and y'all keep the money yourselves, right?
Yeah, correct.
But see, that's the difference. It was an individual promoter, and he was doing this by himself. So it was not giving the money back to us. It was not. You're asking me to pay you all of this money on top of the fact of getting a bunch of kids in your city, making them walk. You want me to give you all of this, but nothing was given.
You know what? I'm thinking this is going to all of y'all on the line together as well. I'm not thinking there's one person telling y'all to give him all of this money.
They
said, and he's no longer Ebony. The icon Stuart Ebony kicked him out 3 weeks ago. Stuart said, who the fuck is a Candyman Ebony? Who gave him that fucking title? Then another message came through my inbox that reiterated, Miss Sam shakes her purse on the young boys. She must have spent the money on a date.
I swear to God, Kelly, I know who sends you those messages, and she is a key.
That's a lot of money to spend on a day.
That's a lot of money to spend. So it wasn't an alliance thing. It was just one person,
no,
an organization.
No, let me explain how it went at first. I'm going to give you all just a little bit. I'm not going to talk out of depth. Okay, first there was another house. It's the House of Valentino. They were going to have the ball first. Then the Ebonies wanted to have the ball. Then the Alliance wanted to have the ball. They were all arguing back and forth, so most of the people just backed out because they didn't want to deal with the drama. Sam took on the leadership role of having the ball as an individual promoter. And
okay,
wait,
Vonna, is that Candyman Ebony?
Yes, that's him.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
He wanted to have the ball. He was having the ball as an individual promoter. The only thing the council was doing was tabulating the other years. They were submitting him the winners. Each house was submitting him the winners so that he can do the other year's awards. That's the only thing the council had to do with anything. He asked us. He gave us a. He not only asked us for $200 for the tables. He asked us. He gave us a deadline for when we had to pay him for the tables.
Okay, so let me say this, and I'll.
Okay.
Let me say this, and I've never thrown a ball. I have planned one, and you know, subcontract or whatever. But when you take on the role as sole promoter, being as though I have had a lot of friends, you foot all the bill. You pay for the trophies. You pay for table. You know, you pay for all that stuff. Now, if you ask the house to pay for a table, that's fine.
Okay.
I have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a problem with that either.
You still have to pay to get in. But how the hell
am
do
I
you ask people to...
Okay.
That I didn't win. That I ain't win the trophies. But I got to pay for them.
But you get all the money for it.
But then
here again, in the gallery is, I do a lot of subcontracting myself. And we offered to go into some type of working deal to make sure that you had a lot of these things already covered. You told us that cash was better than anything, so you didn't need our help or our assistance.
Oh, well, then he didn't need that.
Well,
money
how much was he asking per house for the table, for the trophy money?
He was asking for the table money plus a donation for the awards.
I'm not gonna sit up here with you girls in Pittsburgh, Miss Stang, and read this man
No, you don't have to read him because it's strictly on business.
Because these girls and Pittsburgh, Miss Stang girl, if I could screenshot and block these girls' names out in Pittsburgh, Miss Stang, and let y'all see my motherfucking Facebook thing, bitch, I got so many motherfucking windows open up here for these girls in Pittsburgh and sending these messages, Miss Stang.
In your chat.
They is topping this man for dear motherfucking life, Miss Stang. And girls, Miss Stang. I'm not letting you in my chat, Miss Stang. Girls, okay. No, Miss Stang. And no, I did not get my coins, Miss Stang. So, girls, okay?
So, Violet, was it $200 for, like, $100 for the table and $100 towards the trophies?
No. The tables themselves, Rodney, was just $200.
Work.
Oh, bitch,
work.
Yes, man.
I don't know how he was giving that much money away, because then now it doesn't make sense. Like how
First of all, it was told to us, the money thing of what was getting, okay, I'm going to hit you with something even worse. Because all of us have been walking balls long enough and have been tending them, and most of us have had one. What award ball and what region has 15 categories for an award ball?
Huh?
15 total.
What is it, like a mini ball? It was a mini awards ball.
These girls is a mistake, and I hope y'all hear my thing popping up. They gave it away. Sam also claimed that the nonprofit organization he was donating the money to after the ball. That's who was going to get the money after the ball.
Right.
So all the money that was collected at the ball, it was going to be going to a nonprofit organization. No, Kelly, you, Sanaya, y'all was paid in full already.
Oh, shit. Let me be clear.
And as of today, Kelly, Sanaya, Selvin, and Ballroom Throwbacks is still coming to Pittsburgh this weekend. I won't be in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Mm-hmm. For the party Saturday that they told us about. They said that Hold on, wait.
Let me speak for Kelly. We haven't received our booking fee yet, so that means her hairstylist will not be in the city this weekend.
I can't go no place without my stylist with this 34 inches because I don't know what to do with this.
So I don't know until y'all send us our booking fee. Kelly Miss Rahi will not be in the building this weekend.
And so that's the confusion with Pittsburgh. Rodney, you'd have been in Pittsburgh enough to know that it's always a bunch of bullshit going on in Pittsburgh. And that's the bullshit.
Naima, you're live on the air.
Okay, so, I thought I would chime in and give my opinion.
You coming to defend your house member?
No, she's not my house member. I didn't come to defend her late ass, okay?
Shit.
She hasn't even arrived yet, okay?
Oh,
she's nothing but a fat, nasty, undesirable person.
Oh,
queen.
God.
And she's got to get a coin and spend it on some dog or date or do something with or some little child up somewhere.
Tell us how you really feel, Naima. Tell us how you really feel.
Thank you.
Tell us why you mad, son.
What happened?
Tell us why you mad, girl.
Damn, that'll fuck him up.
I'm mad because she came up in my room in North Carolina when I was trying to cruise this butch queen that was used to be in the house of Ebony. When I was
and
trying
she
to
shook up her
tartar
and you were shaking yours.
No. She was already trying to shake her first at the boy. I wasn't shaking my first at the boy because she meant for Sim Queen. But
she was shaking her.
You only had to shake your meat. Tell him.
Oh, my Lord.
Tell him, Naima.
Well, hold on, Naima. Before you go in on him, hold on. 814-507, you're live on the air.
Hello, this is Daylin. How y'all doing?
And Cam.
Hey, Daylin Valentino, overseer.
What's going on, Truth T?
Hi, Naima.
Hey, Daylin.
And Cam is on the line.
Baby, the Pittsburgh girls is on this phone. Y'all is
okay,
mad.
Wait. Sam is on the phone, right?
No, Cam's
on
the line.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Carry on.
Okay, so I'm calling
he wouldn't
because...
dare call in here.
calling because
hold on, go ahead,
Damon. We were originally on the project with Sam, and we were going to help him promote in different things. But after he got the funding from the agency, he got crazy, and he wasn't trying to put none of the money towards the ball. We was like, you got to go to this ball to promote. You need to send your flyer out here. You need to be here and promote. And he wasn't trying to do all of that. He thought that just posting the ball on Facebook, he was going to get a crowd. He was trying to get the ball out there from the door.
Stop right there, Dylan. Stop, because I don't want to get nothing confused. So the ball was sponsored from the agent.
Yeah, most of the money, I mean, he had the money to pay for the venue. He had the money to pay for people to come and all of that. He had to come out of pocket for the category money. The venue itself
was
$1,800.
Hold on, the one that was 3 or 4 months walk for the cash to get the cash. He got a free venue and free workers, and he was only responsible for the venue, for the cash prizes, and he put 3 or more months walk for the cash.
Right. He had enough money from the agency to pay for the venue, to pay for the commentators, to pay for his special guests and all of that.
So wait. So he had the money to pay for Sanaya here, her Christian Louis Vuitton, her room at the restaurant. Let me call my motherfucking sister. I got to get on her. Kelly, it's no shade, girl. You's a bad bitch, but I'm calling Naya. I need to get on her glam squad.
Let me tell you. Let me tell y'all something, baby. Okay, baby. My coins. When my coins is there, my coins is still there. If I decide that I want to come this weekend, okay. Baby, I can't fit Christian Louboutins. I got my own 34 inches, Miss Thing. But if I needed all those benefits, Miss Thing, trust and believe, mother can get what mother wants, Miss Thing.
Wait a minute. I'm not understanding the whole payroll thing. Is this a new thing with ballroom now?
It's a new day, and it's a new motherfucking dawn, Miss Thing. I'm tired of every weekend I go to a motherfucking ball. I spend $1,000 a weekend to go to a motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, to sit on somebody's judge's sandal, and it's no shade to anybody, Miss Thing. If the girls want me at their ball, Miss Thing, they have to pay my way for me to get there, or I'm not coming to the ball. It's no shade, Miss Thing.
Kelly. Oh, child, that's carrying boots.
Hold on, wait.
Kelly. That's carrying Grotta, no shade.
I think
they really mean as far as reputable people. You know what I mean?
Kelly.
Yes.
Who's that calling? Wait a minute, what's going on? Okay, Kelly, let me ask you a question. Who is that calling somebody?
I was about to ask the same damn thing.
That's Sam
Tug
Ergog.
Hello.
Hi Sam.
Hello.
Hi Sam.
Hello, who's this?
Yo,
who is this?
Hey Sam, how are you doing? This is the official ballroom radio station, Tins and Chops. We're calling to find out, is the ball canceled for this weekend in Pittsburgh?
The awards ball. Part of it is canceled.
So there's no awards ball this weekend, but there is a ball this weekend.
That is correct.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm a part of Kelly Mizrahi's Glam Squad. We have not received our payment yet. So the girls from Pittsburgh are saying that you have already sent us our money. We haven't received that money yet. So can you tell us when we'll be receiving that?
Can I ask who am I speaking to?
The one and only Alexis Snow, you already know.
Hello, Mr. Lusky.
Hi.
Shit. Okay.
So,
I spoke with Ms. Kelly.
You spoke with Kelly?
I spoke with Kelly this afternoon. I was waiting on Ms. Kelly to give me a call back.
Okay, well, I'll make sure she calls you back. So now, there will be no awards ball this weekend, but will there be more than 15 categories? Because the girls were reading and said that there were only going to be 15 categories at this ball.
No, there's going to be more categories at this ball on Friday.
Okay, the ball is Friday, and it's going to be where at?
It's the same venue. It's going to be more than 15 categories for the ball.
Go ahead.
I wish you guys would have just called me earlier, and I could have sent you all over some information about it, but I mean.
So why was the award part canceled?
You're being allowed to promote for free, so I think you should go in.
Yeah. So Hold on, guys.
You're getting a free promotion, so go ahead and say what you have to say, Sam. Because I'm going to tell you what the girls have been saying about you over the past 10 minutes. Go ahead. Oh no! I'm a bitch enough to repeat what I say. Yes.
Hold on, guys.
I want to know that too, Enrique.
Yeah,
Sam, why is the awards portion of the ball canceled?
Correct. All right. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rodney
Enrique
Ballin.
And Rodney. What's up, bro? Now, let me say this to you all. I did not want to cancel no awards ball the week of. Now, I'm going to tell you all the real truth. You got some catty-ass individuals up here in Pittsburgh. Since y'all want to really make it hot, I'm going to crank it up for you all. I had everything done. First and foremost, I want everybody to know I'm a businessman. When it come down to this dollar bill, I was ready and prepared to do everything I possibly can do to make this awards ball hot here in Pittsburgh. Because you got some jealous-ass motherfuckers who never done nothing in their motherfucking lives. They called over to these white people, and they started threatening the white people over in that hotel. The white woman called me and said to me, Sam, what are we supposed to do? You
got people calling down here threatening that they're going to come down here and burn the hotel up. She's like,
wait a minute. Hold up. Pause.
Oh,
pause.
It wasn't a red line.
Okay. Damn, are you serious? Wait a minute. So this is new development. This is new development. So they called the
venue.
Hold on.
Sam, you mean to call me? They called the venue where you're having a ball and threatened to burn down the establishment.
They called the venue. They called the place where I had the fucking trophies. They reordered a whole bunch of fucking trophies in my motherfucking name and tried to make me pay for over $1,000 worth of trophies. These nasty ass, dirty booty, fucking bald head, ugly faggots down here ain't nothing but shit. And these bitches hate for a motherfucker to do something.
Oh, boy, that he reading you. Wait a minute. Do you know who the people were that called to try to make you pay for the trophies? Do you know who that person was?
I had to make a fucking police report today, you all, to really and truly, this whole thing got me so fucked up because not only is my credibility on the line, who the fuck want to kill themselves in a social atmosphere? The mere fact that I waited a week to cancel a fucking ball, everybody's running around talking about, oh my God, he got a whole bunch of money. He didn't got money donated. All they gave me was $600. Who the fuck could put on a? It cost me $600 for fucking 14 rooms to get people in Pittsburgh. Man, these faggots are lost. It's a lost fucking cause.
Okay, can I ask another question?
Okay, wait a minute, Enrique. Wait one second. Because this word right here is going to really boil me over. Hi, Sam, this is Amaya. I'm sure we've spoken a lot of times, so you know who I am. Let me say this. A lot of things that were said over the last 10 minutes, everybody can beat around the bush. I said a lot of the things that I said, I'm not one, I'm not bitter. Two, I tried to help. Three, I don't call and tell somebody I'm going to burn down a hotel. Or I'm trying to pay extra trophy, or I'm trying to put extra trophies on your credit card. I'm going to speak for myself, not for the council. I don't have to. That's first of all. I told you in your inbox that I believe that it was lies from your camp and that it was lies from the agency's camp because I've spoken to both of them. That's the problem start at first. Second of all, we're going to stop acting like that it might be more than 15 categories right now. But as of yesterday, and I can inbox every last one of them on that mother on this phone right now, that flyer, it was 15 categories. They asked me how many. I told them how many. That's first of all. Second of all, you're telling us that it was $600 that they donated to you. You have told me that over the last month, so I will give you that. But when that lady from that task force yesterday, which I can also copy and paste her post from inside the Truth Room, she said that they gave you $3,000 and then Project Silk gave you $500. That would be $3,500, not $600. So y'all stories are confusing because you have been telling me for a month that it was $600. She came in yesterday and said something completely different, which I told you in your inbox yesterday. Eric, no one is sitting up there trying to hate on you as a person. What I'm saying is that a lot of the bullshit that has happened over the month and a half has been a fool. It has been a lot of backroom deals, a lot of shade, a lot of lies, and a lot of extra bullshit that has went on into that Pittsburgh ball that has made it to where it is right now. And I'm going to fight somebody, burn a building up, or shade somebody. I'm going to do it face-to-face, like I told you in the council room. I'm not a girl that speak and argue back and forth. I do everything in person.
All right, let me say something. I'm going to say, this white bitch who got on this motherfucking phone named Dr. Stacy motherfucking Lane, she worked for Allegheny County Health Department, ain't donated a motherfucking thing. And let me clear the air. I ain't got no cash. Big Daddy rolled by a motherfucking self, and I've been doing it by my motherfucking self.
You know what?
Ask these faggots if they wanted to get involved and do something. They said they was going to do it, and they fucking backed out, and they went back and started telling lies. I just want to say this to clear the air.
Am I still on? Can he
hear me? Can he hear their eyes?
What she's not about to do is get on this line and disrespect Stacy like that because she does a lot for the community, Sam. You need to stop trying it. You know you got $3,000 for the agency.
Hold on, wait.
Really, Stacy Lane should never got on the fucking internet and thought she was
telling the truth. Sam, you are a bald-faced lie. You are a bald-faced lie. You are lying to everybody on this line. You got more than $600. You did not lie over here and put up a front. You are putting on a front. And that lady says Tulane is the reason why she's keeping you from out of jail. Watch your mouth. You're being very disrespectful.
Who is that talking to me?
Cam.
And Daylin.
Well, as someone who has kind of dealt with the whole prevention aspect,
hold on, Marcus, hold on.
Marcus, hold on.
He's not finished. What did you say, Sam?
Hold on, Jalen. Let me say something for you, sorry ass fucking kid. I don't know what
hold on.
I don't know which folks you got in on, but Stacey ain't did nothing for me. That bitch ain't gave me no motherfucking money, and that bitch ain't keeping me out of jail. You tall motherfucking girl animal. That bitch is
First of all, you said good for nothing. You don't do nothing. You don't have a job. You're nobody's judge. You don't have no coins. The front of your car is hanging off by a rubber band. So we're not going to sit here and try to make it seem like you got all these coins, Sam, because Stacy sits on the board with the agency that gave you the money, the $3,500. So what did you spend it on? Ham hocks and turkeys?
Well, hold on, y'all. Oh, everybody hold on. We got somebody else from Pittsburgh that want to get in on the conversation. 412-482, you're live on the air. 412-482, you're live on the air.
What's up, okay. Everybody? This is Pursuit Star, Ms. Rahul. You're Star Revlon. Hello?
Yes.
You speak up.
Hello?
First of all, somebody's listening from the computer. Kelly, do me a favor. Mute everybody except for your Pittsburgh callers.
Right, wait, hold
I don't think
up.
That's addressing the issue.
Hold on. We can't hear nothing because everybody has something to say.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
Kelly.
Yes.
Stacy Lane would like to come on from the task force. She said
she can't get on his phone.
Okay, can you inbox me Stacy's number?
I'll send you her number, right? Give me one second.
Thank you, Marcus.
And I'll call her. Okay, so hold on.
Yes,
Sam, you stay right there.
Hold on, this is what I'm going to do. Hold on, I'm going to put, let me see, okay, wait. Hold on, I'm going to, wait, who, eight? Oh, that's Pittsburgh. Okay, everybody from Pittsburgh. Okay, now when the lady comes on, honey, y'all not going to speak over her. Y'all going to let her talk first, and then we hear her side of the story, then everybody go back. And be respectful,
right.
Okay. All that yelling and cursing, say that, for, you know, when it's just, you know, the girls.
That's right, honey. This is
the agency. Honey.
So this would be my question. Why
I'm
would...
Gonna speak about.
And I don't know. And Marcus, are you there? Is Marcus there, Kelly?
Oh, she says she's not a private person. She posted the number publicly. There you go. That's the number.
Marcus, let me ask you a question.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Marcus, let me ask you a question. When dealing with the agency, I never knew that they give direct cash. I thought if they were paying right, that's what I'm about to say. If they're going to pay for something, they make the check out to that entity, right?
Correct.
It all depends on how agents. Some agencies can give the money directly to.
Okay,
hold on, y'all.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello,
Stacy. Live here.
Hi.
Hey, Stacy. How are you?
How you doing, love? The floor is yours.
So I just heard a little bit of the radio for the last couple of minutes, and I know Sam's saying some things about me. I guess he wants to address.
Okay.
Stacy,
let me ask a couple of questions first before we get into everything. Are you from the agency, correct?
My name's Dr. Stacy Lane. I'm an HIV doctor.
Okay.
My current position, I work for the county health department, but I work with the grant funding side, so I work pretty intimately with CATF with their grant side of stuff and know CHOP pretty well and have kind of been involved with this scene for the last few months.
Okay, so let me ask a question. How much have you guys paid
for this ball that's supposed to take place on Friday? Because we're hearing two things. We're hearing 600 and 3,000 from one agency and 500 from another agency. So can you clarify that for us?
Okay, so here's my knowledge. I know that my agency that I work for is the Allegheny County Health Department. And by law, we don't give any money. And Sam and I had a conversation. He asked me for a donation when this was just getting off the ground. We're not allowed by law because we're taxpayer-funded, yada, yada, yada. We don't have kind of slush money that we can do stuff like this. But I did offer that we were going to do testing and stuff like that. And I did tell him that if he was going to do testing for free in hotel rooms, that I would personally pay by myself with my own personal money the $200 or whatever it was for a hotel room, as long as the people that got tested that day were going to get in the ball for free. Because that was the original plan. If you got tested just ball for HIV, you were going to go do a ball for free.
Okay.
Flash forward 3 or 4 months, I know that there was some big controversy with the way this transpired. You know, this originally was, from what I understood, was going to be Trutee's ball. Now, I don't make these decisions. I'm just sort of peripheral, like I said. That's up to PATF and Chuck Christensen, who's the director there. But this initially was going to be Trutee's ball. And I have lots of faith in Trutee and Dez and Daylin, and I've been watching you guys kind of from afar, but I think it's a great thing for the community to come together. And so anyway, and then I don't know what exactly transpired, but kind of Trutee walked away, Sam took over. You guys know
okay.
Sam, I know Sam. Sam puts a suit on, Sam talks a good game. He's a little bit older, he comes across pretty professional.
Right.
And I think what happened is that PATF believed in him. I do know from my personal communication with Chuck Christensen that $3,000 was the budget for this ball. Now, whether that was directly given to Sam or if that's
okay.
just what paid for the venue or I don't
okay.
know how exactly the money was spent, but $3,000 was given to Sam.
So $3,000 was in fact given.
That is my understanding from personal communications with Chuck Christensen, yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so, and then the other organization is a project called Project Silk. It's a new project getting off the ground. It's a CDC-funded safe space for GLTB people of color, focusing on really male to female transgenders. I do some hormone treatment for the girls, and so as part of that, I got involved with this Project Silk. I had a Jordan Project Silk soft opening, which was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago now. I was talking to Mac and Nike, who are the people in charge of there, and they told me that they also donated money to this project. If
okay.
my memory serves me correctly, it was $500. Now, whether
so
that went to
$3,500.
Yeah, whether that went to PATF and that's part of the $3,000, or if that went directly to Sam, I do not know. I suspect it went to PATF.
Okay.
Regardless of that. Regardless of the money, regardless of any of this, you know, my point with coming out on Trutee's website and speaking up about the ball is that, you know, there's World AIDS Day event in Project Red. It's a national project, okay? The city's involved. The mayor is speaking. We have a band. We have CMU involved. We're doing 3 days of testing. It's being advertised all over the city. There's like 15 bars involved. This ball is advertised on as part of that program, and you know, it's hugely important that this ball goes off because I understand that, you know, sometimes in the ball scene world that shit gets canceled last minute.
Right.
But the professional world where I live, shit don't get canceled last minute, okay? Mm-hmm. And my concern is that, you know, if this doesn't go off correctly, if there's a problem, if you know, there's going to – the way it's going to be perceived is that, you know, the ball community is too hard to work with and we lost $3,000 last time and nothing happened.
Right,
and I think
right.
that, you know, that's going to hurt everybody. And that,
right.
it's not just about Sam. It's not about Sam's money. It's not about, you know, this can't be an interpersonal thing. And I don't know if Sam's – I understand, you know, that Sam has not been totally honest with the community. I think he's probably not also been totally honest with us and what's going on. But, you know, my big concern at this point is that this ball just needs to happen one way or the other. So,
okay. So hold on. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, let me say something.
Before y'all go to Sam, now I have the people from Project Silk that would like to come on the show.
Hold on
1 moment. I'm calling them right now.
Okay, while you're calling.
Hold on, Sam. Please, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Big T. You're live on the air.
Oh, hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Big T. How are you?
I'm hey, good, Kelly. I met you. Hey, who am I talking to? Who
this
else
is Alexis on? And Kelly.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We doing okay.
I was just, yeah, no, there was just some discrepancies. Like, I just feel like this ball is really a triad because, you know, I do HIV prevention work. And, you know, we want to help our communities. I work for the University of Pittsburgh, and I feel like, you know, girls in the scene, you know, take advantage of the community as a whole. You know, the CDC is trying to fund ballroom interventions and really just outreach into our community. And for them to see, like, girls canceling events, like, 4 days before it's supposed to pop off, like, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? You could have gave people notice. And it's not like you didn't get dollars. My organization
and
donated.
Ass unprofessionalism.
Hold on, let him finish speaking.
I'm not here to read. I'm not here to come for anybody. You know, like I made my post earlier in True T. You know, I live for everybody in Pittsburgh. I don't have no beefs or no problems with nobody. You know, that's my city. I love it. I just feel like, again, you know, I work really hard at what I do. You know, people in the community know what I do. So when I saw that, you know, we donated to the ball,
what?
And then it's canceled 4 days later or whatever, that video that was posted, I felt some type of way.
How much did your organization donate?
$500.
Okay.
And that's not a lot of coin. And that's not a lot of coin. I'm sorry.
Right. I understand. Now, did that $500 go to the along with the other organization, or was that a separate donation from the $3,000 from the other organization?
That was included into the whole donation.
Okay.
What
had
happened
was,
I'm sorry. So,
it was not $3,500. It was only $3,000. Correct. Because the people were under the assumption that you guys donated $500 and the other organization donated $3,000. So what you're saying
here's the discrepancy that I would like to clear up. We were going to donate more money. We were going to pay for a table. I'm in the house of Quran. One of the mother of my house, she works with me as well. We were actually going to pay for a table. My project as a whole had already donated $500, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to pay for, Project Silk was going to pay for a table. We were going to pay for a table, and then the House of Quran was going to pay for a table.
Right, so that was another $400.
Exactly. But when we started to hear all the rumors that the girls don't have their funding, the ball's not going on, you know, the people who were supposed to come on the flyer weren't coming, you know, we had a meeting and we're like, you know, we really do want to outreach in the community. You know, we went to Storm's ball, you know, and, you know, you can check my receipts. We donated to her ball with no problem. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's University of Pittsburgh. The money's long. Like, the checks will never bounce. You understand what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, we were trying to outreach in the community, you know, donate whatever, help out, because this is our city. You know, Pittsburgh is my city. I'm born and raised. I was going to do whatever we needed to do for the ball. But then when I started to hear the rumors and we started to have meetings and we started to hear all the people weren't coming, people didn't have their coins, and I don't know if that's true because I'm not going to say stuff that I don't know about. You know, that's just rumors.
Correct.
People talk shit all the time. So I don't know what's true and what's false on that end. I'm telling you what I know from our end. We were willing to give additional money. We even today had a meeting saying that we were going to see if we can give additional money to make this happen.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because
where do you feel
as though the donations that you guys were making, what do you feel as though the money was being donated to? Because, I mean, at this point, Sam is saying he never received any money, but did you guys pay the money to the Hilton Garden Inn where the ball was going to be paid, or do you know
where the money
could have went?
Right. I don't know the logistics of it because from what I was told from my higher-ups was that the money just the Pittsburgh Gay Task Force had asked us to donate, and we did, and that was that. You know what I'm saying? No problem. They're a reputable organization. You know what I'm saying? They've done work in our communities for years. So if they asked us for something, they're going to get it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It was never like we never directly gave a check to Sam. So, and
yeah,
I guess he's telling the truth
too-
in that respect. He never got a check in his hand from Silk. No.
So
we,
okay,
not, we never
right,
gave him the money to him.
Okay, hold
right.
on. So, what,
Big,
so you
Big
guys.
Big D, hold on.
Stacey had a question, had a point.
Okay.
Yeah. Big D, Dr. Lane here. How are you?
Hey, Boo. Hey, no, you're not. You're no longer Dr. Lane. You are Dr. Kovan Lane.
So here's what I just wanted to say is that, you know, I suspect that when organizations donate money for events, they can't. It's really hard for them to just write a check.
Exactly.
So, and my feeling too, and I don't know if you know, from me talking to Pitt, is that they didn't donate to the task force. So I suspect that $3,000 is where it stands. Okay.
Right.
I
yes,
talked
no.
to Chuck about this. I bet 15 times. I know Chuck gave $3,000 to Sam for the ball. Because
right.
I have had talked to someone and said, Chuck, what the fuck are you thinking giving $3,000 to someone for a ball? With all due respect, I've been to the balls that Chris and Cindy put on back with the Bitch That Slayed Christmas 1 and the Bitch That Slayed Christmas
always,
2. And
always bad. Always
okay.
bad.
All right. We were kind of joking amongst the, you know, doctors and people that are involved and saying, oh, shit, we're going to get thrown out of the Holiday Inn for smoking blunts in the back. And, like, because I've been to
right,
balls. And,
right,
you know,
yeah, no, we was they were saying that at our job, too, you know, because they
right,
know what I
right.
do. So they were talking shit on us, like, y'all going to smoke
right,
there in the
right.
car, you know what I'm saying? This is the Hilton,
exactly.
this ain't.
Oh,
yeah, I know
right.
that's
what you... Initially, there was some talk it was going to be a Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall, and we were like, what the fuck are they thinking? Like, that's, you know.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's like velvet venue and shit, and not that
exactly.
everybody doesn't deserve to have a nice party, but, like, you want a party, and you want people to leave you alone while you party. And, you know,
absolutely.
Anyway, so I know that Sam got the $3,000. I understand
I mean,
that's the point of what you guys
okay.
are stressing about.
All right. Hold on, let me ask
yeah.
this question, you guys. So Sam never received the money directly. Let's get that clear. So what you actually are saying is that the $3,000 was probably paid to the venue or
right.
some
right,
to
right. But see, here's, well, hold on, real quick. So here's where the discrepancies come in, right?
Uh-huh.
Nonprofit organizations are not allowed to usually just hand people checks. Now, when we donated to Storm Valentino's bar, my boss was able to just write her a check as out of the personal account just because it was so last minute. So we were able to get clearance for that, right? But if mm-hmm. when we donated, it was in August. So we had, it's November now, we actually had to go through the proper channels, you know, go through the higher-ups, let the funding clear, you know, all that type of stuff. Nonprofits usually are not allowed to just, the funding stream, you just can't write a check and then, bam, there's the money. Or we can't make a check out to somebody, right? So
right.
what they do is they'll pay for the venue or they'll pay for your event. But the
right.
discrepancy comes in where the venue and everything is paid for. That's what I was saying yesterday in True 10 why I was so angry. It's not that you don't have it's not that you don't have the venue, it's not that you don't have the things that you need for the bar, it's the fact that you don't have your cash prizes to give out. That's why
okay,
you're not
so,
having the
so,
bar.
So,
and keep it funky.
Hold on, so wait, so in other words, the venue, the money that you guys have paid for is accounted for.
Correct.
Sam doesn't have
yeah.
the money to actually pay for the cash prizes.
And that's why everybody's snapping because you should. And this is just me. This is just how I am. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm real all day, every day. If you don't have the money for your cash prizes for any event, and not a bar, it don't matter, a dance competition, a fucking singing competition, anything. Don't put it on a fucking flyer. Don't put a dollar amount. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? If he would have
okay.
just said it was
hello,
it's a, and then on top of that, it's a World AIDS Day bar. It is not your, like, and this is what's making me so, this is what I was trying to explain yesterday, too. It is not
December,
about you.
I thought World
it's
AIDS
about,
Day was
it's about,
first.
Yeah.
It's December 1st.
It is, well, it's like, the,
it's,
we have a whole Red Week in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh,
okay.
where we just,
right.
do,
different
we
different
actually
different
have our own
like
event,
that.
Too.
Hey, hold on. We have the, Tony Revlon is on the line.
Hello?
Yes, Tony, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Is Amaya still on this phone?
Yes, she is.
Amaya. Amaya.
Is she on mute, Kelly?
No, she's not on mute. I have everybody.
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Amaya, I know you see my number calling your phone. Get off
I'm
your
not call- I'm not on my phone.
Off here, get off here right now, and you give me a call.
I will, Daddy.
Right now.
All right.
Why would you do that?
Hello. Okay. So basically, everything is still going down this weekend, and it's going to still happen this weekend. So is all the girls and all the houses in Pittsburgh, are they going to be attending this function?
We'll be in the building.
I hope so, after all this clarification. At least everybody knows that he's pocketing the money.
But he don't have no money in the pocket.
Texas and everything that Kelly got, I'm not sure.
Is anybody going
to
let me?
It's also important.
Well, okay, well, hold on. Go ahead. Wait, hold on, y'all. Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead. The floor is yours, Sam.
All right. Let me address a few things. Is Stacey Lane still on the phone?
Yeah, everybody is still here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Stacey, you just said, and I want you to understand, I recorded this whole conversation. You just said that you knew for a fact that $3,000 was given to me.
I don't know if it was handed to you in your pocket, honey, or if it was paid out to a venue and for trophies and all that kind of stuff. I know that $3,000 was budgeted and spent on this ball.
That's what she said.
Okay. That's what she said.
Listen, Stacey, I want to say it across the ear. Okay. No one gave me $3,000 at all in my hand, and no one paid $3,000. If anybody is bold enough, my phone number is 412-339-7856. Send me your email, and I'm going to send you the email from Chuck. I'm going to send you the email.
Oh, hold on. What's your number, Sam? I like a man who can show where his body is. Go ahead. What is it?
412-339-7856.
Hold on. Y'all be quiet. 412 what?
412-9-7856.
Okay. Go ahead.
Send me your email and I'll send you the emails. Send me your email address and I'll send it to you. I'm gonna send you everyone's email from start to finish. I kept that. I'll also send text messages out. I'm gonna be honest with you. Project Silk didn't donate anything to my camp, as Mama called it earlier. No, they did not. I don't know who they gave their money to or which organization they gave it to. First and foremost, I do have a 501c3. I am the only one standing that has an individual nonprofit organization in the black gay community in the city of Pittsburgh. I am that.
Oh no. We're not going to do that because I work at the University of Pittsburgh. The University.
Right.
Let's get that right.
I'm sorry,
I have receipts for mine.
Okay,
what are we giving?
I have to say this because working.
Hold on. Before you say that, Jason, let's get to the truth, T. Now, what is going on? Is this war still going on, honey? Is this war still going on? And if it's still going on, if all the houses in that region is still going to come and they're going to attend the ball, okay?
I'm going to spectate.
Well, if the girls are coming to attend the ball and they're going to be there and they're going to show their support because of the different organizations that did what they did. And
absolutely. Like, and Ms. Kelly, there's never, like, and this is the thing. I was never, and this, I would like to make this clear as well. You know, Project Silk is a community organization. You know, I'm not here to read Sam or to talk bad about him. Like I said, I don't know the back end of anything. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not getting into no gossip or none of that bullshit.
This is what I was trying to say. If all the houses and everybody is going to still attend this ball and be a part of this ball and everything, baby, I will still come to the ball. Somebody needs to hit me up. Because they got the mayor and all of these people involved in everything, Ms. Thing. I would still come and attend the wall. Somebody needs to, text me. And once they text me and I load, I will definitely attend the function.
Yeah, I would think it's more so for the community. I would attend for the community.
Yes.
What's up?
$3,000
you
I'm not understanding.
I have a meeting at the task force tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know.
Can you call the Hilton Garden in to find out if the venue is paid for now or if there's
The venue is already. The venue is paid for. The venue is fully paid for and everything.
With a credit card.
And I'm.
You know, the venue is fully paid for and everything. We called, and the venue is paid for. Fully
right,
paid
they
up.
A, they have a credit card on file for the venue, Kelly.
Yes.
The Hilton has a credit card on file for the venue. The venue is paid with a credit card. I already know. I have the tea.
You don't know where that money, where that credit card, who the credit card belongs to, or where the money's on that card from. That's where that money could have went through. Is from
correct.
That.
That's why. That's why I was asking that too, Enrique. That's
right.
What
I mean, that doesn't
right.
really mean
there
anything.
There has to be a paper trail. There has to be a paper trail.
Exactly.
But it's $3,000
yes,
for their card.
Somebody just hit me up and they gave the right Sam credit card is on file for the hotel and it's in his name and his real name. Well,
that's understandable.
But it's understandable. This is a paper trail. I mean,
wait, hold on. Listen, can we get Sam back on the line? Because I have a question.
He's
Sam.
There. If y'all will shut the fuck up.
Well, girl, if you come ask me questions that don't matter. Well, can I ask
No, because you have dumb motherfuckers who will come back and ask the same question like we ain't just covered this shit. Go.
The question is, okay, why can't they just go ahead, someone get their trophies, and they just go ahead and give out the of the year? Because who's losing out are the people who have worked for their of the year this year, and now they have to possibly wait. So what is it going to take for the parents or the alliance to come together and actually do it? True T staff?
Can I answer that?
Go ahead, Sam.
Okay, first and foremost, let's say this. I already paid for a set amount of trophies that I was giving away for the awards ball. I just want to say something, Kelly, that is very important. The reason why there wasn't 15 categories or more than 15 categories on this, because we was honoring Sanaya for doing the work that she's doing in the community and being the person who she is, first of all. So we was going to give her like a 40-minute
Not we,
dedication.
You. Yeah. Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on, because he let all y'all talk. Go ahead.
Listen, because and I want you to hear this very good in everybody's voice. Everybody did not like the choices that was made, but I gave everybody ample opportunity to make decisions. Yes, we were. I am going to honor Sanaya, so that's the reason why we kind of cut it down short, because we know we're dealing with the hotel, first of all. Secondly,
okay.
All the awards was made and paid for. But when you have ignorant people calling around, checking on the awards and making crazy-ass demands for trophies, that fucked the trophy man up. Here it is.
So who calls
out, the trophy man told me that all the trophies ain't completed. I am more than willing to do what I need to do with my own motherfucking money that nobody gave
oh my
me
God,
with my own money and take care of that. That was the number two thing. I want to clear the air. I said I was going to get $4,700 out for the awards ball, and I still am going to get $4,700.
We have them trophies.
But being that you all decided that y'all didn't want the awards ball, yeah, I'm still holding on to my motherfucking money, and I'm not giving it to nobody.
Okay, so hold on. So is it the ball is going to go on? Are you giving out money this weekend before we let everybody off this call?
I am not giving out $4,700 worth of money, but there will be.
Oh, well, ain't nobody going. Hold on, wait. Say that again.
Right.
You're not giving out the $4,700.
No, he's not. I
don't have it.
You don't have it. Listen, y'all. Wait a minute. Regardless if he has it or not, let me say this, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong. When he gave everyone the opportunity to do what they needed to do as far as putting the ball on, nobody stepped forward. Now that he has taken control, hold on. Now that he has taken control, what he does, no one has any say so on. So if he doesn't want to give out the $4,700, don't go to the function. Y'all stay home, and we can end this call right now.
No, Alexis, you can't. They can't. No. It's not even. Let me tell you something. Everybody's missing the point right now. Okay, and it's no shade to Sam right now. Fuck Sam right now. The whole point of the matter is why these girls in Pittsburgh and that area needs to go out. The mayor and all of these people and these different organizations has donated whatever they
exactly.
donated.
Exactly.
And that's why I read. Exactly. And that's why I read because
nobody talks. By them donating this money and giving this money, however much money it was, okay, if the girls in that region do not go out, okay, the next time they want to go and try to get a grant or get anything from these people,
exactly,
these people is not going to give them anything. Y'all are sat here and y'all embarrassed these people, Miss Faye. Those girls in that region need to go out. Fuck whatever Sam did or whatever Sam. Y'all need to go out there and y'all need to put on a motherfucking show, whether y'all getting cash, whether y'all doing whatever y'all going to do. Y'all need to put on a show for these motherfucking people and show these people y'all motherfucking talent, so the next time y'all want something from them, they don't have a problem with opening their motherfucking pockets and they need to give it to y'all. That's what y'all need to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so then why is everybody why is everybody on Sam case then?
Wait.
Because the money, the $3,000 is paid, the venue is paid for.
Yeah, everybody.
The only thing that he needed was the money to help pay for the trophies for the awards, because someone allegedly called around and did something with, I don't know. Called around and did something with the trophy.
That's
Listen, Daylin. Listen, I don't know. We can only assume. We don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
Unless you are one of the parties involved.
Hello.
What I'm saying is, if you're gonna go, if y'all are gonna go out and support Pittsburgh, let's go. If you get cash, you don't get cash, you still need to go out and support. Like Kelly said, because of the organizations, you guys need to be out there and show them that we can come. The problem is, as a community, we have a problem about coming together and being one. We will sit in ballrooms and it's like we don't even know each other. If the community, the organization is donating money to have this function, get your ass out there and go.
That's not fair, because they still have to pay to get in, and they don't know what they're getting. Well, like, what are the categories? What's for cash? What's not for cash?
That's what
that money is.
Okay, well, Marcus, how many balls have y'all went to thinking y'all was going to get $1,000, didn't get your money?
That's not the point.
I think the point is the fact that it's a World AIDS Day ball. It is a celebration of the people that we have lost to this disease. And the point is that, like you said, the mayor is coming. There are people that are supporting this venue. So the point is that from the very beginning of the ball, even nobody was supposed to pay. You were supposed to get tested, and you were supposed to get in there for free. And the fact that the venue is already paid for, it doesn't even make sense for you to even have to pay for the ball if the fucking space is free. That doesn't make sense. My organization paid for that venue.
Y'all girls, the place is paid for, the DJ is paid for, y'all have a commentator in that area. If y'all really want to make this happen, Mr., y'all need to make this happen, not because of Sam or not because of the money. Y'all need to make this happen because of the people that's coming out there to support them. That's the whole thing. Fuck
that's
everything
true,
else.
Kelly,
fuck all the madness right
Sam.
Now. I don't give a fuck, baby. Y'all
you know
girls
what?
Say,
you
know
what?
Girls may say I'm fierce and I'm a bitch and I'm this. Bitch, put all of the shade and all of this money and everything to the side, mistake. Girls, y'all need to go out to the girls in the Pittsburgh and the girls in the surrounding city need to go to that place. It is free to get in. The venue is paid for. It's a DJ deal. Y'all need to put on a motherfucking show for these motherfucking people and do what the fuck y'all got to do.
So
next time y'all need money.
Hold on, Sam. How much is the ball to get in?
The ball is $20 to get in.
Okay, Kelly, the ball is not free.
Okay, wait a minute, Sam, since you're not giving out any money,
I'm confused. Did he just say $20?
Hold on, I'm talking, okay? Sam, how in Sam motherfucking hell you think that you're going to charge these children $20 to get in the ball, and you just said you're not giving out no motherfucking money? Now, please, let's be real.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. He should make it free since he's not giving out any money. That's what I was going to
say. No. He didn't say he wasn't giving out any money. He's just not giving out that $4,700. Now,
right.
Sam.
He's not giving out shit. He ain't giving out shit.
Sam ain't giving out no money. But it's understandable. Everybody been on his back all week about this fucking boss. I wouldn't give out no money if I was him.
Okay,
neither.
Hold on.
He should make it free.
Hold on,
y'all.
You 13.
God damn it, Kelly knew these motherfuckers.
Oh, you should make it free. Point blank. That's
Kelly,
all I'm saying.
Kelly, yes. Clear the motherfucking line. I'm not about to talk over everybody.
Oh,
I shut your fat ass up.
My sister feeling real aggressive tonight.
Sam.
I got Kelly. You can meet me because I got Tuesday night for this. I got Tuesday night.
Sam,
exactly.
Let me ask
you on Tuesday.
Okay, can I say something? Can I say something, please?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right, listen. If the people show up and support, the ball and do what they're supposed to, I don't mind giving out a good coin. I've already discussed this with John and I spoke about this today. The ball was $25. We lowered it $20. We even lowered the tables to $100. But if I got people who's doing this very same thing because you're jealous because I'm giving some beautiful girl an award.
But listen, Sam.
Hold on. Wait. Sam, let me say this to you, baby.
Sam, hold on, Alexis.
Okay.
Sam, let's get past all of this jealousy and all of this shit, okay? Let's get past all of that, okay? Let's get to getting this motherfucking shit going and getting it going the right way. All what happened yesterday and the day before yesterday and a few minutes ago, let's get past that, okay? Because I never knew that the mayor and all of these people was involved in all of this and was showing up to all of this. Let's get past that. Let's try to get the girls out to this ball to make this shit happen the correct way, okay?
Hold on, Kelly. Sam, let me ask you a question. Sam, you have already put a flyer out. Let me say this to you, Genoa Ballroom. Now, we know back in the day the girls will come out for a trophy. But in this day and age, as we can see, it's all about the mighty dollar. Now, what I'm saying to you, Sam, is one, the venue was free. Let me say that, okay?
The venue wasn't free, sweetie. I had to put change into this venue. They did not give me no $3,000.
Okay,
You know what? It's no shade. Listen, let me tell you something. No shade. Hold on. Okay, I was just gun hold. Okay, and let me tell you something. I have to be up all night Friday night to cook. I was going to come to this ball, and I was going to just get back here Saturday morning and do what I had to do for my cousin baby shower on Saturday morning. All of this fucking madness and all of this stuff, and after all of this and me knowing everything that happened and everything, I still was going to come to the ball. I'm so done with this fucking topic. I'm not coming to the ball. I still was going to come. Stop texting me right now, honey. Okay? I'm not coming anymore. I'm so done with this topic. I'm going on to my next topic. This has took up a whole lot of time. I wish everybody in Pittsburgh the best, and I hope that y'all all do get this together. I hope y'all do get this together, and y'all definitely do go out there, and y'all don't lose out on other grants that y'all were supposed to be getting out because this ball is not going to happen correctly. I think as an alliance and as a community, y'all need to all work together, and y'all need to show y'all support and y'all solidarity, and y'all need to go out to this ball. Other than that, I don't want to talk about this topic. I want to thank Dr. Stacy for calling in. I want to thank Dr. Sam for calling in. I want to thank the other organization for definitely calling in, but I'm done with this topic for the night, and I thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay. Marcus, that's close. Okay. 724, you're live on the air. Okay, the next 917-982, you're live on the air. 917-982, you're live on the air. Okay. 267-206, you're live on the air.
Yeah, this is my ear.
Yes.
don't he realize that the people that's actually paying for the bar is
Maya,
going to,
didn't you just hear me say I'm not talking about that topic anymore?
Well, you know I'm old.
And yeah, and you need to get something for that for your oldness, because I said I'm not talking about that no more. It gave me a motherfucking headache.
Yeah.
Now you got something else you want to talk about, Maya?
No. Just, you can put me in a hug.
Okay. You're live on the air. Okay, y'all want to speak up. Marquise Ebony, you're live on the air. 216-526-526, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess you don't want to talk, so stop hitting up the red phone if I smack your motherfucking ass.
No, Marquise.
He hung up now.
Oh,
yeah, he
I smack his motherfucking ass.
I can get him back on the phone, though.
No.
Baby, when
yeah,
I tell you
back
all
on
my
the phone for you.
I'm just like, you know, I was just sitting here. I was really, really, like, I spoke to Sam earlier, and I was contemplating about changing my plans and everything, but sitting here after listening to everybody, all the rest of the people from Pittsburgh, Dr. Stacy, the other boy and the other person, I was really, really, like, I was in here, and I can tell you, with my cousin and my friend, in here, bitch, and I was saying, okay, we're gonna go out there, and we're gonna support them, and we're gonna do this. But just sitting here and just listening to just all this other negativity that was just going on, and not the greater picture, just gave me a fucking headache, and I just don't want to fucking deal with it. So I'm gonna keep my fat ass here in the house and cook all night Friday night. But I was really in here trying to hype everybody up and getting my team ready to go, honey. And I was gonna go, Miss Thing, because it ain't just me when I go by my team. When I go someplace, Miss Thing, I have to have my dream team, Miss Thing. Girl, I ain't myself without my motherfucking big fat sister curling my hair and stuff. And we was gonna go and we was gonna do it, and but it's just like it just gave me a headache. I'm just over it now. I'm like, you know, but I hope y'all girls out there definitely do go out and just definitely go out and show off for the mayor and all of these people. Miss Thing, how often do we have mayors and city council people and stuff come to balls and stuff, Miss Thing? So I want y'all girls out there to really sit and think and sleep on it, and you know, and fuck the coin. Just get out there and do the damn thing and show off, baby, because y'all do want these grants to continue to come in, because, bitch, those grants do help a ball, bitch, honey, when you're trying to, you know, get the right people to come to your city. Those grants do help to get the girls to come out there, bitch, to show their ass, honey. So, girls, definitely please just go out there and just, you know, and support, honey. That's all I'm going to say. The girls in that region definitely do go out and show off, whether it's for a coin or not, bitch. If they giving y'all $20, bitch, just go out and show your motherfucking talent. Put your talent on the floor. Let the mayor, the city council people know that, bitch, y'all, the ballroom girls, are really motherfucking talented, okay? That's all I want for the girls in the Pittsburgh area. Okay, how you doing? Marcus!
Huh?
Ani, what happened in North Carolina? What is this, some madness in North Carolina this
weekend? I don't know. I was in Kentucky.
Oh, the fight!
The fight in North Carolina with the brass
I don't know. I was in Kentucky. I went to Larry's party. I don't know. I went to Kentucky Saturday. I don't know.
You don't know? You ain't back in Carolina yet?
No,
yes,
she's not in Carolina.
But I did not go to Kentucky. I did not go to the club.
Sorry, Marcus. Alexis,
did
you hear it?
To the club.
Carolinas.
Well, did I hear San Antonio's talk, Soulja Boy with brass knuckles, and they say Soulja was still wearing him out, so some female figure tried to stare at him. This is going to be a big thing. Oh, I thought it was another fight. Hold on, it was two fights.
I heard something about Santonio with the brass knuckles and Soulja Boy, and even though Santonio had the brass knuckles, Soulja Boy was still whooping that ass or some shit. I don't know. Can somebody call in from the Carolinas and tell me what was going on at the club down there? Honey, they gave the race. The girls gave the race. We ain't fighting that balls no more, bitch. We just going to beat the bitches at the club.
They say it's saying, hold on. Let me say this. You know, I have to give a disclaimer. Do not deal with that. But it said, Soulja Boy slings Father Santonio across the floor at the club because Santonio tried to jump on a blonde female figure. That was the first story. And then it came back. Actually, there was a whole other fight outside that I did. See, but Santonio attacked Soulja Boy with brass knuckles, and they say Soulja was still wearing him out, so some female figure tried to stab him. So apparently there was a big fight. I'm not going to say that. Apparently it was a big fight between Santonio and Soulja Boy. It's Soulja Boy. Is that the pretty boy? That's Lawrence X, right?
Hello?
Marcus? Ronnie?
Hello?
Is Soulja Boy Lawrence's ex?
Yeah.
Damn, Lawrence goes through exes like, bitch, like underwear.
Who?
Lawrence.
Don't leave Lola alone, please.
You know, when you call his name, you know, when you call her name, you
so
know, when
are
you call
are we going to move on to Giselle's ball or not? Are we going to talk about Giselle's ball?
We did. You missed those 2 minutes.
We talked about it the first 45-minute
recap.
We had the recap. We had the recap. If Jack didn't pull those people out the crowd in the audience, baby, we could have been home in 20 minutes.
You saw the clips, Marcus?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
You ain't see the clips.
But
called.
I did see a message on the group. Somebody asked why don't people support Giselle's balls?
It's not that people does not support Giselle's balls. Okay. Giselle has a fab venue, and this is my thing. This is my thing that I told somebody. Okay. But they said the club will not do that. Giselle has a VIP area that she has that costs $400.
Damn.
I think the VIP area and the VIP area was packed. All the tables were sold in the VIP area. I think the VIP area should be where people is allowed to go up in that area, have the bar at, and they should have the bar there. And then on the main floor where y'all seen at the pictures that was posted should be where the kids is just allowed to mingle and stuff that, you know, and do the ball. But I heard from the club that they will not do that and not allow anybody under the age of 21 in that place. You have to be 21 years old, and you have to have proper ID to get into that place. That's why the kids do not come out, because, you know, a lot of these kids don't have ID, and a lot of these kids take in the ballroom scene is not 21 years old, so they can't get into the club. That's why she has the crowd of, you know, industry people, and that was there, and it was only I think it was about 20 or 30 ballroom people there, and the rest was industry people that Giselle works with, stuff like that.
Okay,
and that was it.
Whose phone is that?
Somebody's phone is echoing real bad.
Kelly,
who is that?
Yeah.
Yo, Kelly, I love you, baby.
Who is this?
It's your sexy daddy, baby.
Is that
my sexy daddy?
Alexis.
Hi, brother.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
All right.
Y'all out here making all this riffraff. I just wanted to speak and tell you I love you, because y'all never retired Texas Kelly or Alexis.
You don't
oh,
text
child. Maybe.
So whatever. I text both of y'all on Thanksgiving, and y'all never text me back.
I did text you back.
No, you didn't.
And you stopped letting those girls play up on your phone and putting ads up on your phone, honey.
Yeah, that's some priceless shit right there. That's just nasty. They want me to be a cowboy. I got too much class for that shit. Fuck that. I don't get down like that.
Baby.
But I just wanted to speak. That's all. You don't want to talk about the subject no more. I was going to tell y'all the truth, but y'all don't want to know, so I'm going to keep it to myself.
Yeah, honey. So are you going to Pittsburgh this weekend?
Hell no, I got to work Saturday morning. I wasn't going there bullshit anyway.
Oh.
Uh-oh. They'll be having a fucking award tomorrow. Shit.
Uh-oh.
They only had three major balls. They count two Vogue nights. That's stupid. Fuck, you don't count a Vogue. How you going to count a Vogue night?
Here we go.
We ain't going nowhere. Bye, Alexis. I'm got to go to work at 7 o'clock. I love y'all.
Love you.
<I'm> so
bye. Bye.
Nicole, you're live on the air. Oh, no. Sorry, wrong number. Okay. I thought that was Alexis' girlfriend. It never left no place, bitch. I've been sitting here for all these years.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Okay. I'm so tired of you girls keep talking about Softy Cunt is back, Miss Thing, and I never went nowhere.
Girl, listen, Miss Thing, they about to revoke your status in 2013, so you might want to keep your motherfucking mouth closed.
Can we talk about that promo? Y'all going to talk about the promo?
They talked about the promo last week.
But no, I'm saying, Kelly, they said, listen now, I want you to just listen. If you don't make the girls know it in 2013, they're taking it back. So girl,
I don't need to make a bitch know a motherfucking thing, bitch. And a bitch ain't taking a motherfucking thing from me, bitch. The only way they're going to get something from me, bitch, is if I give it to them, bitch. I don't need to. I keep telling these girls, bitch, okay? I don't need to be legend in the motherfucking ballroom scene, bitch. This ballroom scene ain't going to make me or motherfucking break me. At the end of the fucking day, I can't go down to 161st Street River Avenue, bitch, to answer their reality and tell them I'm legend, bitch. Take this motherfucking 1040 with this legendary status. So the girls take that legendary status along with a coke and sniff it up the ass.
Well, Lord.
Okay, bitch. On the third of the month, bitch, I can't call ADT and tell them to take their $64 with my legendary status, bitch. I can't call Con Edison and tell them to take their $138, bitch, with my legendary status, bitch. I can't call motherfucking phone company, bitch, and tell them to take their motherfucking coin with my legendary status, bitch. I can't tell Cablevision to take their coins with my legendary status. Legendary status don't do a motherfucking thing with me. Bitches are so worried about a bitch being legend and a bitch being this mistake. That don't do shit. What bitches need to worry or what bitches need to start worrying about, Miss Thing, is these 14 and 13 and 16-year-old kids that we have in these ballroom scene that's running around getting positive from these old motherfucking degenerate-ass motherfucking queens that want to fucking suck them because they icon and they motherfucking legend. Now, the bitch don't want to motherfucking play with me. And any bitch that want to sit in a motherfucking group and have something to say about me posting any motherfucking thing where the fuck I posted that bitch, don't post it in a motherfucking group, Miss Thing, where I can't see it and comment back on it, Miss Thing. Post it someplace that I can see it, Miss Thing. Y'all bitches got a problem with what the fuck I post and how the fuck the ballroom scene is being portrayed to the straight motherfucking people? Then y'all motherfucking bitches need to stop acting like animals and stop acting like motherfucking assholes, Miss Thing. Because if I record it, bitch, I'm gonna put it wherever the fuck I want it. And whoever has a motherfucking problem with it, bitch, come motherfucking check me. Y'all know all three of my motherfucking Facebook pages, and y'all know the other motherfucking six that's out there too. Cause ain't a bitch gonna motherfucking check me for any motherfucking thing I do. So now y'all can take that legendary status, that icon status, and shove it up the fuck y'all motherfucking ass, Miss Thing. Cause you can't take it to the coke man and buy an 8-ball and tell him you're legendary, he gonna give you an 8-ball.
Okay, now back to what I was saying.
Yes.
Girl, I'm only saying I wasn't talking to you personally, but can
you
hold on, wait.
You wasn't talking to me personally. You wasn't talking to me personally, just like when I called and I comment on what I comment on. The girls gave the very, nobody never mentioned your name. You didn't have to mention my name. You said the radio show. That was enough of mentioning my name right there.
Well, listen, what I'm saying is, Kelly, what you are legendary for realness, not face, correct?
I'm legendary for realness and motherfucking face.
Oh, okay, well, I have no more to say then.
Okay. If the girls motherfucking have a problem with it, bitch, they can kiss my motherfucking ass. Bitch, please. Like, what the fuck, Miss Thang girl? Bitch, please. Legend, Miss Thang, legend what? Legend who? What is legend? What is that going to do outside of ballroom? Please, Please, let's talk about these statuses, Miss Thing. Let's talk about all of these kids that's running around here, Miss Thing, with these keloids on their neck, Miss Thing, because they are sick, Miss Thing. Let's fix that. Everybody's talking about let's fix ballroom. Everybody's worrying about grants to have balls and stuff. Let's get grants to get these kids in school. Let's get grants to get these kids out the motherfucking street from sleeping in the village. Let's get grants so these kids can stop escorting and doing something with their motherfucking life. Let's get grants for that. But everybody's worrying about fixing the ballroom and worried about a legendary motherfucking status, Miss Thing. Bitch, boo hoo, bah humbug, Miss Thing, bitch. That's what they need to be fucking worried about. But they so busy worried about other motherfucking shit, that's a non motherfucking factor. Okay? Hold on. Nicole, you're live on the air. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Oh, I'm scared. I was coming to talk about face, but you just took it like.
All right. Good evening, Nicole.
What's up, brother? All right, Kelly. But I was coming to, you know, just play around with face. What's up, Alexis? Hey, Jason. Hey, right in the phone.
The Calgary face.
I wanted to know what made her walk with Erica. And I wanted to know, do you personally think that people on the panel felt that way about you being legendary face or you having face, which is why you did not win, opposed to them not having any effect and y'all having any effect?
No, I think the girls are just late, Miss Thing. And when the shoe is on, the other motherfucking foot, Miss Thing, and the girls are out there and they doing their thing, Miss Thing, and the girls want to sit and they want to read and they want to yell out and do all types of things, Miss Thing, and just be, you know, loud and barbaric about stuff and want to call out. Oh, and I didn't want to do that last night, Miss Thing, because at the end of the day, I was still walking against my sisters. They're still my sisters at the end of the day, so I didn't want to do that. But if it was somebody else, Miss Thing, you know, I would have went crazy and stuff. It was against my sisters. But at the end of the day, the category was. It was Femme Queen Face and it was Vampire, Miss Thing. And when you think of that category and you just think of, you're going to take it to the next level. And that's what I did, Miss Thing. The judges seen what they wanted to see and the judges picked what they wanted to pick. Grand prize to those judges for definitely picking who they wanted to pick. At the end of the day, Miss Thing, I walked in there with that coin already in my pocket already, Miss Thing. I didn't need the judge. I don't need the judges to tell me. Like I said many years ago, Miss Thing, when I walked the first time I ever walked Best Dress and I lost against Paula Princess, Miss Thing, I didn't need the judges to tell me that I was grand prize. I was grand prize because after I walked and I went to the back, Stephanie got off the judges panel and she told me herself, a fashion icon. She gave the way, Mama, they robbed you. That was your trophy, Miss Thing. And all the people that's been hitting me up on Facebook and hitting me up in my inbox, they've been telling me that same motherfucking thing. So the judges didn't need to do that for me. The community did it for me.
So, Kelly, just a question, because based on me watching the video, if the judges were the ones that were picking Trace and Lola, why when you lost, you still didn't show sportsmanship and camaraderie by hugging them as opposed to, because it was the judges. It wasn't them that, they didn't pick themselves, the judges picked them. And we go through this all the time, but we still have to show camaraderie and sportsmanship to our fellow competitors, and you didn't do that. And the video clearly showed you not giving Trace a hug and, like, rolling your eyes. It was just like, wow, Kelly's going bad.
Because Rodney, at that point in that moment, I was so heated, Rodney. I just wanted to get out of there, Rodney, because I knew where I could have took it at, Rodney. Remember when we was in Florida and you was like, Kelly, calm down. I was on the verge of that last night. And I said, you know, let me just get the fuck up out of here. That's all I wanted to do was get the fuck up out of there, because I was on the verge of giving that and I didn't want to give that. I just wanted to leave, you know, And that's why I gave what I gave. But it was no shade towards them. I was just mad, and I just had to get out there before I would have blacked out on somebody. Yeah. All right, so hold on. We got another caller.
323. You're live on the air.
What happened to Selvin coming on and telling his New Orleans experience?
I don't know. I guess she must be still busy doing what she was doing. She was doing something, and she said she would call in. So I don't know. Why you was in New Orleans?
Let me tell you this, Heifer. New Orleans. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on?
She tried. I told these hoes, don't go down there messing with them hand grenades. Selvin decided to mess with one of them hand grenades. And forgot where he was. Had a trade in the closet, a trade in the lobby, and a trade in the room. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'll let him tell his story.
So she had all of these hand grenades. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm calling her back right now. My God, hold on. I'm calling her back right now on the red phone.
I was like, oh, my God, I didn't know Grandma Selvin get down like that. Oh, my eyes. But anyways.
So they just came on the show. Hold on, y'all. So they just came on the show and told us about the trade in the closet, the trade in the lobby, the trade in the room, and the trade in the bathroom. You want to be playing with all these hand grenades in the ball? You need to call us this motherfucking show right fucking now, bitch. Yeah, all that trade that you had in the closet. One in the bathroom, one waiter in the lobby and bedroom, Miss A. Yeah, because they're talking about it right now on the show. Yeah, they're talking about it right now on the motherfucking show. One of the callers called in, honey. One of the callers called in, and they didn't know that you get down like that. She's over here kicking y'all.
Yeah, because you know it's the truth.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you went to New Orleans, bitch, and you couldn't wait until February for Mardi Gras. You have Mardi Gras this weekend.
Baby Beverly was showing her titties.
Baby, I'm only saying what they're saying on the show. No, baby, they can hear me. They hear me talking to you right now. You on my cell phone. No, nobody can hear you. Oh, Barbara Hunter, nobody can hear you, Miss Thing, but the girls want you to call in and tell your story. They waited for you. They called in here, and they said, what happened to Kool-Aid call in and tell her story? I said, well, what you know that we don't know, Miss Thing, and they just went off.
And tell them about the girl that got butt-ass naked in the middle of the ballroom floor and started playing with her pussy.
215-6820. Okay, she's calling in right now, honey.
Oh my God, this is about to be a key.
Baby.
I kept saying, Selvin, eat them sandwiches.
Oh, she's on the line, honey. Press 1 so I can see your number. Oh, there she go. Beverly, you're live on the air.
Who is on the phone?
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Who is up?
What's going on, Selvin?
What's going on?
Selvin, are you still in New Orleans?
Am I still what?
Are you still in New Orleans?
No, I'm home.
So you're done playing with the train game?
Well, I don't know what y'all want to call it, but I'm going to just say this. I was very respectful, and I like to give a shout out to G. Ebony and his lover, and my ballroom husband. You know who he is, and shout out to the girl that was doing the booty shake, and she took off all her clothes and was bare naked.
Bitch,
Tommy.
Seven.
Yes,
this is J-Rock.
Oh, really? You spilling my tea?
Bitch, I need you to come over and tell your story.
I am telling my story. Honey, all right. Oh, the hand grenade. Oh, yes, honey. Shout out to the hand grenade, honey. When I tell you that drink, honey, is everything.
Oh, I didn't see this picture. Look.
What's going on, Father Rudy's?
Oh, I'm doing good.
My family.
You got to make sure you call me after the show because I got to talk to you about, you know, other things.
Okay.
About what you called me for. So I got to make sure I got that taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to the girls that be giving balls and be putting my name on flyers and don't want to give me my payment. And shout out to the girls that still owe me coins from their balls.
Oh,
wait. I'm just
here. Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
No. She talking about your son, Teflon Garcon.
Oh, Teflon Garcon. Wait, hold on. Did I miss something?
Hold on, wait, stop, pause the music. Cut the fucking record. Selvin, listen, let me ask you a question.
Because I asked.
Who's this?
This is Alexis. I was on the other line when you first came on. It was some other TV in port, so I had to get something on. My son never paid you for commentating his ball.
Like I said, shout out to the ones that got my name on flyers without me knowing. Shout out to the ones that be having balls and I still haven't got my coins.
Okay, the reason I'm asking is because I was told that he wasn't the one that booked you. Somebody else was supposed to take care of that. That's why I'm asking.
But let me blow it up. And you tell me how this sounds.
Okay.
As a businesswoman to another businesswoman. Now, the T was, because I'm going to say names, because I don't give a fuck no more, because bitches are going to read me, they're going to do it regardless. If I get teeth, they want to knock it out. It is what it is. Let me just get it on out there before 2013 even get here. The real T was that at first, no, I wasn't supposed to have commentating.
Right.
I can give a shout out to Dallas, who had my round trip ticket.
Thank you.
From destination to destination. Yes, I got all my coins. My nephew Lamel was giving, Lamel Ebony, which is the mother. Shout out to the mother. Was giving, come to Houston. And I was like, I can't because my ticket is already paid for. He was like, oh, please. He was like, Auntie, you always trying it. You know, you don't never spend time with me, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that's when he was telling me about Teflon's ball. So my exact words was, if y'all can get my ticket, if y'all can pay for my ticket legit, for me to leave from Houston, because at this time I was going to D.C. So I was like, if y'all can pay for my ticket to do what I have to do to get ready for that 6,006 category, I don't mind going. Oh, now the girls are calling. They got to wait. Because it's about to get hot. So it went from that to I was giving I'm not going nowhere if I'm not getting paid. I'm not spending money, and that right now I can't even spend money like I even want to now. So that's when Lamel was like, well, I'm gonna book you some, you know, some balls and stuff like that, and I'm gonna talk to Teflon and the rest of the crew.
Okay.
Mind you, I stood there in my hotel room, and Lamel called them. And they was all giving. Yes, Selvin, come on down. We got you. Come on down. My exact words was, don't have me come down there, and I don't get my coins. No, it's not gonna give all that. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. Girl, I was in Dallas, all the way from. I mean, I was in Houston from the day I did Dallas. All the way to the week of D.C. Mind you, I even have witnesses and proofs on me trying to get ready for D.C. because I was really walking for that $6,000 and, you know, $600. But things was, you know, whatever that was about,
right.
Was what it was about.
Right.
So I'm sitting here like, okay, here go the ball. I did it. Where's my coin?
Uh-huh.
And I've been waiting ever since. When the kids agreed on they was going to pull it together. Mind you, shout out to Joel Mizrahi, the father, for getting me to my destination in Chicago.
Okay.
But yeah, they must have been paying for the flights and everything. And really think about that, Alexis. Me doing the ball for free, that don't even sound like me.
No. Okay, well, I will say this, and I'm not, that is my child, but I'm not, you know,
And like I told him, he wasn't going to get on there and read him because I wanted to hear from your mouth. He said, this is what he told. I wish I could get it to my inbox, but I can't. He said,
Alexis, to cut all the drama, you've been known as no shade towards your son.
Uh-huh.
And everybody in the ballroom scene knows what I give. So there's no need to go into, like, I don't want to be the little person because everybody knows what I give. I've even said it on the microphone how much I charge. If you're my girlfriend, you get a discount. And I'm feeling that. If I don't have things to do, so girls are calling. They got to wait. Yeah. And it's no shade towards nobody because, you know, I really keep my business to myself. But now it's really starting to get into one of those, like, people starting to take advantage of my prop. People are trying to take advantage of my work. No one can never sit here and really think about it. And you can look on any YouTube clips. When do I ever take a break? The only time that I take a break, unless if I got to go to the bathroom or I'm losing my voice and I need something to drink badly. For all the years that I've ever touched that mic, you don't never see me running here, running there, telling this one to do this, telling this one, oh, I'll be back. But I don't do all that. I come in there to do my job, and I get it done. Now, if I'm out of state and I'm running late, it's because it's the driver or it's because it's the person that I'm waiting for them to pick me up. I don't play with my coins. And my capital C-O-I-N. I don't play with an F or an N. I don't play with that. But like I said, I was keeping it to myself, and I was keeping it cute. But now it's starting to turn into, oh, I guess it's choice. I'm not them other girls. I'm that girl. So it's different for me and everybody else. I don't speak for nobody else, and I'm not downing nobody else, and I'm not shading nobody else. But when it comes down to me, we already know what this work is. This work has been giving it for years. It's been many a time that I even commentate a ball, and this is after in the building, and girls think that I'm commentating. Every time that I, mind you, it's so serious that if my name comes up in any state, girls are calling me like it's my ball. Girls are calling me to make sure that I'm coming to that state. I think I'm the only bitch that take risk and be like, I'm unbothered, not like in a shady way, but in a nice way, as in, I don't mind coming to your state. Don't get me wrong, Jess, it's about the coin. Of course it is. But at the same time, I don't mind meeting new people. But at the same time, it's like, I've been doing it for years. Stop shading me, because you're going to turn me into an ugly duckling, and it's not going to be cute. And I'm not worried about getting banned anything, because like I said, at the end of the day, when it comes down to my money, nobody can't tell me nothing. Just like when it comes down to their money, nobody can't tell nobody nothing.
Melvin, did you just say bands to make you dance?
Why are you gagging? The girls are sensitive. Honey, the girls are sensitive. It's to the point, you can even ask Rodney. It's to the point that I have a secret, like how y'all got London. I got a personal girlfriend that I pay now to record the girls. So just in case of a bitch wants to give a wee band to Selvin, no, you're not. Because this is how it started. Because it's like every time when I do say something, it's, oh, Miss Selvin, it's, oh, Miss Selvin, you're trying to, oh, Miss Selvin, and don't never think about the whole thing, oh, this is going to be so sensitive. Girl, please, kumbaya. It is what it is. At the end of the day, you're going to think that I'm shady regardless, no matter what I say, no matter what I do. So I said, you know what? 2013, record. I'm doing my own reality show. So when the girls give me trying it and they want to call parents and overseas and all this and all that, I got it. And I'm letting the girls know that I'm recording the girls. So when the girls want to give me, they want to complain about something, what you going to complain about, sweetie? Because I got it. I got it all from Pittsburgh. Everything, every ball that I do from this day on, I got it all. So nobody can't go around and saying, well, Selvin, you deemed, and that's another thing. Please, for the record, the last person I deemed was Felicity. I didn't deem nobody else. And if anybody knows me about me deeming, I'm always telling a story about someone if I deem. Look at what I said. If you don't know what I give, that means you don't know me at all. Right. And if you don't know me at all, that's you missing out, not me.
Nothing.
But if the next girl that tells somebody that I deem somebody, I'm going to embarrass them because you're trying to embarrass me. And there's no shade towards no one. The last person I deemed
was Felicity Mizrahi. And this is before I was a Mizrahi. So nobody can say that nothing is funny.
You are not.
Why not dancing?
Hold on. Let me ask someone a question.
Kelly.
Girl, Kelly is wrong.
We don't cut that off because I want to know what Rodney got to ask me. Thank you.
Kelly! Kelly's fine.
Oh, my
God.
What's up, Rodney?
No, but this is a commentator question. Because you're talking about the demon stuff. When we go to the balls and different stuff, just say, I've seen it in Boston, I've seen it in Chicago, I've seen it in Connecticut, I've seen it in different places. If the commentator just thinks that person or don't know 100% sure of that person, whatever that person's status is, why do they just automatically, because they've been out for a long time or because,
yes.
Not saying you, but I'm just saying a general commentator's question, why do they just call somebody a status out if they don't even know that person's status?
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Miss Pretty. Okay, let me break this down.
No, individual. I mean, people in general, like the commentators, because a lot, I mean, it's a lot of names, not pretty per se. I'm not even talking about pretty. I'm talking about just across the board in general. I've seen it in North Carolina. I've seen it in D.C. I've seen it in L.A., New York, period. When the commentators, they person ain't seen them in a long time, or person just automatically assume because they've been out for a long time. They done went on a five-year break, but they haven't seen them, whatever. They'll still call them out legendary, icon, and all this type of stuff. How do you guys...
Well, with you, I can't speak for nobody else but me, and I'm going to bring Pretty up because I gotta let everybody know that because a lot of people's like, oh, you shading Pretty, and I need to put it out there. Rodney, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, you got so many people out here that are legends, and it's been done to me so many times. So this is where the mistake comes in.
No, you can't. You ain't got that much time. You got 7 minutes.
Let me make it quick. Okay, well, let me make it quick. Like I said, I thought Pretty was a legend, and I wanted to show her respect because when it comes up to these legends, it's like if I don't call a legend out, don't get me wrong, like the new girls have stopped doing it, but now all of a sudden now the legends are coming to me like, oh, Miss Ellen, you shaded me, da-da-da-da-da. When I did that, I thought that she was already that. That was the reason why I called her out like that. And in D.C., I wasn't trying to embarrass her. I was letting her know that, no, I thought that you already was. So when they come out to some of these legends, even some icons, and I'm not going to even say no names, it's like if I don't call you out or if I didn't see you at that minute, people go off and I'll be like, well, bitch, it's not like I meant it. Or sometimes, like, if I do see you and I'm not ready to call you out, sometimes, like, you or somebody that I'm working for would be like, you got to stalk the board. And it's been times that I have said out my mouth, well, let me call out. And they be like, no, and I can't do it. And that's not, I can speak for other commentators because I've been around that. That's the only thing I can explain. But I just wish some people would stop saying Selvin is demon because the icons and pioneers are really thinking that I'm really doing this and I'm really not. I already passed the stage of, oh, Selvin didn't deem this person. Now it's like bitches are being bold and like, oh, Selvin did it. No, baby. And I don't want to embarrass my body, but the next bitch that said that I deemed them, girl, I'm going to serve them. And embarrass them because they're already embarrassing themselves.
So Pretty is not a legend?
I'm going to be honest with you. Just like I said, I did not deem her. I thought that she already was one. She was in Boston, and I just wanted to show her life, and I wanted the new girls to know what Vogue Femme was, even when she was walking the category. So that's
he's
when
legend.
The big stuff comes in
legend,
at.
Why he not legend?
That's where the mix-up comes in at.
Nicole,
I haven't deemed nobody. Like I said, I haven't deemed nobody but Felicity, and that's the only reason. And the only reason why I deemed that, because at one time we were going by the rules, but people started breaking it. And I was like, oh, well, we're going back at that again? And that's when I go, well, honey, now it's my turn to deem somebody that I feel in my heart that deserves it. But now I'm hearing that everybody's supposed to be making this group situation, so I'm waiting for that to, you know, see what's going on.
They're taking it back in 2013.
Well, I don't got nothing to do with all that, because at the end of the day, I'm the world's greatest entertainer, so I don't really care about the icons.
Pretty legend.
I don't know. I'm really
Yes, he is. He came out as that legend, and he's been voguing down like legend. Let's stand on our motherfucking feet. If whoever did give him the title, bitch, well job deserved, because ever since he's had it, he's been doing an extreme job, and Sophie Cunt is truly back. So, let's say
I
it.
I never went nowhere.
Oh, no, but no, it didn't come back until I came. I don't know what y'all was talking about earlier.
Oh,
oh, Lord.
Oh,
well, shout out.
Oh, no, I had heard Kelly say something. I'm talking about soft and cunt, not big, not, you know, I'm talking about cunt, like soft and cunt. I'm not talking about all that. I'm.
Oh, Nicole, baby, listen.
Alexis, we've been good all night. Stop.
Yeah. So, well, we're in the soft and cunt, because I keep saying soft and cunt is back to back to back. When?
Hold on, 917-982, you're live on the air.
That's you. Marquez.
Marquez, come to the light, Caroline.
Marquez,
where are you at? And I wish y'all would stop saying soft and cunt is back, bitch. I never went no place, bitch.
Oh,
I was sitting.
No, 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 sis, that had nothing to do with you. That's a different type of soft and cunt.
Oh,
that's
it.
You and Alexis, y'all got a whole new different type of thing. I'm talking about the original. I'm talking about the originator, the OD, you know, the alpha, the omega of the whole thing.
Wait, Nicole, what you mean? We lost again.
No, I mean, like, I don't know, like, so
Wait, because I heard a bitch. Baby, I'm an old school bitch, Miss A. Heard a bitch throw shade and she lost again, Miss A. Bitch, don't motherfucking do me, whoever said that.
I will always beat you. I am bigger and I'm faster. You lost again.
Hey, Marcus.
Hold on,
We heard San Antonio. Somebody said San Antonio got beat, and now here he did it. So what's the real E?
I was standing right there. He didn't get beat up. They was both just giving body shots until Soulja Boy got his head split with a crowbar.
Oh,
oh
my God!
Oh my God!
Oh,
who
God.
Is that?
Oh, Jesus.
San Antonio didn't get beat up, and then he was also at the after party too, amongst a lot of other people. There was some Chanel there, some Revlon, some Ebony. And everybody was there who saw San Antonio coming in the after party, and he ain't gonna beat up to me, so.
Wait, what the hell's going on? What happened?
It was a fight in the Carolinas, Cheryl. While the softer cunt girls was in their bed in New York, the boys was in Carolina fighting.
I'm telling y'all, girls, y'all better leave my motherfucking husband alone. That's my boyfriend husband. I mean, y'all better leave him alone.
She lost again.
I thought somebody called my name.
Somebody did call your name.
She partnered up with you and she lost again.
Hello? Hello?
Kelly.
Yes, I'm here.
The 917 person was calling Marcus' name?
No, she said, "This Marcus, this your call or something."
No, Marcus, not our Marcus. Marcus is on the phone that's telling us about the fight. His name is Marcus, too.
Oh,
and
it's no
okay.
Shame.
Kelly, Kelly, you cannot
yes.
do that. You need to specify who these Marcuses are. Because for some reason, I do not want to be getting no hate messages and no threatening messages saying I said this.
You're not getting no messages. We know exactly. We know exactly who Marcus
is. Somebody tell me about the born in South Carolina. What is this born in South
Wait,
Carolina?
Wait, hold on. Marcus 007. We know what Marcus is on the phone. You don't have to worry. The Dark Knight is not going to smack you again.
Kelly, I'm going to fuck you
That was
tired. You lost again.
Kelly.
The
yes.
Dark Knight made the Dark Knight look the dark
Pittsburgh
room.
This weekend, right?
No, I'm not going to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Nicole,
I stay home.
Yes, you are.
Room.
Why am I going to
Pittsburgh?
What was the funny part? What did y'all say?
Didn't you say Pittsburgh was canceled?
No, you missed it, Nanush. They just had the full, Miss Kelly turned it out, the number one radio show in the whole America, and she had the lady from the agency up here. They was arguing about the money. They took my burning down hotels and flipping the $200 and not giving up the trophy money and all this stuff. It's been going on for all night. She got tired of it, and she closed the conversation, and she doesn't want to have it anymore. So moving along. Am I lying, y'all? Isn't that what happened?
You're quite nicely, Nicole.
Thank you.
On the dog night, and Robin and Catwoman will be in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Hold on.
But you don't have to worry about no lights going out this weekend.
I know who the dog night is. And I damn sure know who Catwoman is. Who is Robin?
the bitch that's got the $3,000 for the ball. That's Robin.
She lost again.
Oops.
Yeah.
Baby, Tony.
She lost again, Nicole.
Don't involve me in that.
Unapologetic error. They can't involve themselves in that because she lost them.
So, Kelly, for all those people that want to, I guess, hire you to make an appearance at the ball.
Wait. Can I say something, Kelly? You named all those things that Nia was getting. Are they doing that for you? They rolling out the red carpet like that for you, too?
Hold on, wait. Nicole. First of all, we they don't make Christian Louis Vuittons on our side.
Wait a minute. You see, my response for that is I ain't never been a Louis Vuitton or Vuitton.
Oh my God.
This
is what I'm talking about. The girls want to sit and they want to read me about my XL room, Miss Thing. But then y'all want to have the.
I heard.
Y'all want to have the gag show room after dark, Miss Thing, and y'all got all these nude pictures up and dicks and ass and stuff and videos and all types of stuff, but y'all want to sit here and y'all want to read me running out the girls, but the girls are sitting here doing it. The girls are sitting here doing this, Miss Thing. This is a mess. This is atrocious, Miss Thing. You want to be ashamed.
Well, I mean, I just want to know, Zaz, who's the owner of that room?
Janet Jackson.
Okay, where's
Jiggy Jaw? If you're nasty.
Jiggy Jaw.
Did y'all girls want to sit here, Miss Thing? Girl, stay off my website, Miss Thing. Stealing my pictures, posting my pictures in y'all room, Miss Thing. Get your own motherfucking shit, Miss Thing. My shit is copyrighted.
So these ain't no new pictures.
But you know the numbers in that group went up really fast, Kelly. I must say, I don't know. It seemed like the girls wanted to exit and do something different from your group because I gagged. I looked in there and it said 2,000. I looked back in there and it said 3,155 something.
Let me tell you something, Nicole, bitch. I can wake up tomorrow morning at 8:30 tomorrow morning, Miss Thing, and all the pictures that I haven't posted, Miss Thing, bitch, I have everybody from all motherfucking 52 states glued to their motherfucking computer, Miss Thing, and I will wake Facebook up a fucking again, Miss Thing, if the girls really want me to, Miss Thing, honey. Okay?
All right, no, thank you.
Wait,
to answer your question, half of those members came from a lounge room when they couldn't post
in the lounge
room.
You have to realize, listen, the number says 3,177 members, right?
Were you in that room, sis? Yeah.
No, I'm not in that room. I don't even want to be in there. If you look in the rooms, half of them people ain't even going in there yet. It still said they invited. They haven't even.
But why y'all don't
want?
Why y'all don't want to be up in the room?
I didn't know
what the fuck it was. Is it that serious?
Oh my God! What is wrong with these people, assholes?
Okay, they are always falling out everywhere, Jason, all over the place. Trade, boys, they all out. They're all assholes.
Now,
they just all falling out.
Bumps and mushrooms.
And green cauliflowers and everything.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
No connection to this legend.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost again.
Cauliflower.
Miss Tango. No, I'm back to Cal. Cal, why wouldn't you want to be a part of Johnny's room? Like, y'all just go at it and everything. You'd probably be a good, you know, kicking
you
up
know
in this for the gadget.
And look at this, all these thirsty
girls. I don't know why the girls don't
understand.
That's the battle. They lost the war. There is no competition. Just let it go. I don't think it's so.
Nicole.
Yes.
Tell my girlfriend that I'm getting rid of the darkness. That's the reason why I haven't called her yet. I didn't want to bring that around to
her. Oh. Well, tell my girlfriends, Alexis and Navik, Kelly, I'm showing them what really soft and kind is back. So
well, you can't
that's
show
why I ain't never coming back, you know?
You can't
well,
show
I showed y'all girls what soft and cunt. Alexis, Miss A. Hold on. I showed y'all what soft and cunt was, Miss A, 5 hours ago when I put up my new pictures with my 34 inches of hair washed face.
Girl, listen. I'm going to tell you like I tell the rest of these fellas. Hair does not make a motherfucking woman. I have seen many niggas walking
Ooh.
Around this earth with motherfucking 27, 38, 42 motherfucking inches of hair. This softer cunt is right motherfucking here.
Softer cunt never went no motherfucking place, Miss Thing, okay?
Now, I don't know what y'all girls
well, yeah, you, are, you know, when you, got a girl your magnitude and size, Miss Thing, you would be considered soft and cunt because it's a lot of weight, Miss Thing, so it is soft. But I don't
always.
Know. I appreciate that. That's soft, but the cunt part is kind of confusing.
Nicole,
so I can use it all together.
It's two things for sure.
No, I'm not talking about just you. Wait, no, I'm talking about the whole, you know, theme for y'all, for you and Kelly, soft and cunt. I'm talking about the whole theme itself. And I'm here, and you know.
And you're here. And?
It's like cotton, not butter. It's like cotton.
Dry.
Cotton.
It's dry.
Cotton.
Dry and kind of fibrous?
No,
is
not at all.
Thing?
Not at all. And what does butter do? Absorb wherever you rub it?
It melts.
Well,
melt,
is that what it does? I thought it comes melting.
Oh, I just want to let y'all know, Miss Thing, that I am here and I have arrived, Miss Thing. And
okay, work. I like that. Since you here, you have arrived, not the other stuff. Work, okay. That's cute.
It doesn't get no better than this, Miss Thing. And I put up my pictures today.
It
like,
don't?
You know, it doesn't get no better than this. And I put up my pictures today and let y'all know, Miss Thing. This is wash face, bitch, okay?
Kelly,
every day, wash
face. I love you down, girl. I love you down, too. But
there you go.
Wash face is something that you don't want a day of, okay?
Well, baby, I see you see in my pictures I'm wash face.
Well, wash face, I
wash
you
face. If you can be wash face.
You do not want nothing. No, I mean no makeup, no foundation, no a Dermablend, no none of that Posna, no Rejuvitone. Wash motherfucking face. Get up out the bed and show us that you motherfucking real.
Hey, baby, I just showed you that. I just posted my picture. Did
you
get it into them?
I can't.
She said she has an all horse with a guard.
Alexis, you know what? You know, you cute, Miss Thing, for what it's worth, Miss Thing.
Ooh, she said you cute.
At the end of the day, Miss Thing, girl, okay? I came out my mother's pussy
you
looking
see,
this way.
You see, Rodney, you see why
I
said they don't deserve
you
that
what?
Look at them.
It's so sad.
Look,
I'm
you know what's so
sorry.
Sad, Miss Thing? You know what's
so
sad, Miss Thing?
You don't want to embarrass your mother coming out like that.
Let me tell you something. You know what's so sad, Miss Thing? It's so sad that my mother pushed it like this that looked like. Girl,
it is sad that you put something
look,
that
look
like that out.
Look,
it is sad.
You girls have to sit all of those
you girls over there in the Bronx think that y'all are
like,
just pussy.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. This was you and your, that y'all two named character. That's soft and cunt. That's y'all two. Don't say the girls in the Bronx.
The girls in the Bronx.
The girls in the Bronx are water, Alexis.
If the shoe fits, Nicole, wear it.
They don't. Remember, not my
you know what it is? You know what it is, Nicole? This is what it is, Miss Thing. The girls in the Bronx are really cunt, Miss Thing. You got those.
I'm getting nervous. I hear you.
Hold up.
Look,
But you know when you got the when you got the New York Giants living in Brooklyn, Miss Thing, you know you can't help it but cut.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because
I'm sure all of us on this phone can agree. Brooklyn has their own type of girl.
No, hold on, Nicole. I'm about to get her, Nicole. You got the New York Giants that's living in Brooklyn, and then you got the Bronx Rockettes, Miss Sang, and they can't take it.
No. You pronounced that wrong. Rocket.
Oh, shit.
Rocket.
I'm going to tell you like one of my good girlfriends tell me, I love all of you girls, and all of you girls ain't cunt.
Girl, you should know that you look in the mirror and see that every day.
I know, Miss Thing. You know, your girlfriend said that on the thing, Miss Thing, and he looks in the mirror and he looks like that too.
Well, girl, I can't speak for nobody else, girl.
Baby,
all
I can't speak.
I see.
Nobody else even, Miss Thing. I wake up and I go outside, Miss Thing. Wash face all the time, Miss Thing. Only time I wear makeup is when I go around the girls. Miss Thing, you know, I pumps out all day, every day, wash face. You know, Miss Thing.
You're right.
You
got to
be clocked. Okay.
Girl, clock. Okay, you know what? We're not going to do this.
I know what.
You, Nicole, y'all can meet wherever, and we can go. It doesn't matter.
Baby, wherever you want to go, Miss Thing, wherever y'all want to go, Miss Thing, bitch, we can go
See, I'm not going anywhere with y'all, first of all. That's why I'm not in that category.
I'm in my own, Alexis,
soft and kind. You see, you know what you and Kelly's doing, Jason, Rodney, y'all hear that? Soft and kind. So, I'm not, you know, just, you know, I'm here.
I thought the girls in New Orleans this weekend that probably can get y'all arrested y'all money though.
Somebody got arrested.
Who got arrested?
Yeah, Nicole and Alexis are gonna get arrested for going outside looking like that.
Oh,
Miss Kelly, now I'm begging you to say, hey, wait a minute. I thought you was getting Alexis, and now you want to actually come on me? Like, we listen to both of you guys.
Hold on. Now, let's keep it cute and calm. Okay? Let's keep it cute and calm.
Listen, I know everybody that's listening probably are over the whole thing. I don't know.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey, I forgot I was at the place.
So, mother fella, what do you think about these girls talk about soft and cunt is back and they cunt?
They gave me a headache talking that bullshit. All the motherfucking lies they tell it. But yeah, I just remember, what's that bishop's big gay brother that called in here flirting with you?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who?
Charity. Is Bishop dead yet?
Oh, my God.
Femininity.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
And
no, that's not what she was going to say.
Baby, I don't know.
See, that's for you titanium girls. That's I'm gonna just leave that over there.
Well, I got a bottle of Moe's over here, Miss Thing. You and Alexis can share it.
Oh no! Wait a minute. Wait, hold everything. I have two of my own, and in fact, I have a milkshake bottle, and that has everything in it all together.
So why y'all not tasting them?
Well, Alexis, I'm gagging because what makes listen, and everybody on this phone, big don't make you cunt. It just makes you big.
It doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Hair on big people and stuff don't make you cunt.
I've been conned for 33 years.
BK, do a die, the poem of Biggie Smalls.
Who are you calling Biggie Smalls? Who is Biggie Smalls? Who is Biggie Smalls?
No.
She said, take my softness.
Did y'all see what my girlfriend put up in the chat room and saying, get into that picture, honey, okay?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, baby, Lord. Y'all can't take me, Miss Sang, okay? I'm fine.
I don't see no picture, baby.
Miss Sang, girl. You know what I'm going to do, Miss Sang? This is what I'm going to do for y'all, Miss Sang. I'm about to make a collage, Miss Sang, and I'm going to put it out.
I'm soft and cunt. You know what?
If it was I'm going to make a collage.
You're about to post up pictures with all this technology.
I'm going to make a collage right now, Miss Sang.
Right, with pictures, Photoshop, and bright and then
No, don't Photoshop. Miss Sang, no Photoshop, Miss Sang. This is what I'm gonna do, Miss Sang, right now. What I'm gonna do for you girls, Miss Sang, since all you girls say that y'all soft and y'all cunt, Miss Sang, okay? Bitch, I'm gonna make a collage from everybody's profile pic that's up right now. And I'm going to put it in the group, Miss Thing. And I'm going to let our 30...
You going to do that?
I'm going to let 3,500...
Pick a bomb they're going to put up. Hold on.
I'm going to let our 3,500 people from the chat room let us know which one of the girls are soft and cunt.
Kelly, that's like putting in a room full of fags and say, who's the realest, Beyonce or Rihanna? They're all going to say Beyonce. Because
I'm
going to
say neither one because I don't like either one.
Okay, well.
Hey, well,
some people will keep it real. It doesn't matter to me. At the end of the day, Kelly, while you're running around letting the ballroom praise you, the real world every day lets me know that I'm kind.
Yes, they do.
Problem?
Okay, hold on. Everybody profile. I'm not going to make a collage, Miss Thing. I'm just going to put the pictures up individually, Miss Thing. And I want the girls to just vote, Miss Thing. The pictures are now up in the chat room for everybody that's live on the air, Miss Thing. I put Nicole's picture up, and I put Alexis' picture up, and all of our pictures are up. None of us have no makeup in our pictures, Miss Thing, and they are up, Miss Thing.
What you should have did is
have everybody lift up their neck and let's go from there.
Oh,
I don't have nothing underneath my neck.
Look at the pictures.
Which group is this, Kelly?
I don't want nobody to comment on none of the pictures. I don't want nobody to comment or read on none of the pictures. Only thing I want the girls to do for the next 24 hours is to go and like. So by tomorrow night on the show, myself, Nicole, and Alexis will come in, and Jason will tally all the likes underneath the pictures, and we'll see which bitch is the real bitch.
So
nobody comment, nobody say
say nothing. I just want everybody to like. Whichever one that you want, you just like the picture.
That anybody that's part of the cast cannot vote.
Yes, the cast cannot vote. The cast cannot vote. Myself cannot vote. Nicole cannot vote. And Alexis cannot vote. Everybody, all 3,571 people in the room, please just go and like. Oh,
Kelly.
My God, Alexis, did you see what Michi just put underneath your picture?
Who?
Did you see what Michi just put underneath your picture?
Hold on, girl, let me see.
And for the next 24 hours, we are not adding any avatars to the room.
Michi,
are you
said, right? Take me.
Michi is a key key. I'm going to fuck Michi up.
Michi, that's something I've never had to deal with.
Baby, so y'all girls go. And, oh, wait, hold on. We got a caller. Oh, no, they hung up.
Oh, damn.
Baby, so that's what y'all girls go with.
So,
y'all
Kelly, none of your seven profiles need to vote.
Ooh.
Bitch, I'm not voting for anybody. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Miss A. I was cleaning out my motherfucking email. I was cleaning out my email the other day, Miss A. And I erased all my email addresses and all the passwords to my pages, so I cannot get on none of my pages. Bitch, I was gagging in here, bitch. I do not have none of my access to none of my pages anymore. Honey, so that's why if anybody been sending me friend requests and stuff, I haven't been on there, honey. I got no access to it, Miss Thing. But the pictures are definitely up, and the girls are definitely caught, Miss Thing. And you have all girls. You have Nicole and her bob. You have me with my 32. You got Alexis with her 30, Miss Thing. So the pictures are definitely up. So girls, get out there, Miss Thing, honey. Yes, so,
okay,
and all
so
of our
voting,
people space
the show starts at 11:30. Voting will end tomorrow night from now until tomorrow at 10 o'clock. You have the vote from now to 10 o'clock tomorrow. Because I ain't going to be counting all that shit up at no 12 o'clock.
Baby. Oh, and it's there, Miss Thing. So, you know, honey, as the cunt girls up in the motherfucking place, Miss Thing.
You know what? I'm going to applaud you on your little picture because that you tried to put up a very nice one. I got it. You must have went through that profile pic really nice. But your bitch, the area is dark. So with it being dark, you can't, like Alexis said, we would like to see more, but it's not enough light. Mine's is a light. Alexis is close-faced. Mine's is close-faced. Yours is chin down.
And you can see that. You can see up under the chin. It's not a dark
chin
area.
Down, Nicole.
Hers is chin down, dark, in the dark. Like,
and you can, you
like
me, I'm going to tell you, the shade is, you can see both of my chins on my picture. And there's no hair on neither one. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm sitting in front of my camera right now, and I just took another picture with my neck lift up in the air. Would y'all like me to add that picture, too?
Yes.
No, you go ahead, and you can keep that. I mean, that's the one you strive for. So that's
No. Because Alexis wants me, honey. So I'm going to give Alexis exactly what the fuck she asked for, since she motherfucking wants it, Miss Thing. And it's with my phone on my shoulder and everything. I just took it just now.
She put
it in the room.
She put some Mac mousse across that neck, y'all. Don't be no fool.
I didn't put anything across my neck. Get into the picture I just added with my hair, my two braids, my phone on my motherfucking neck.
No.
Bitch, don't do me, girls. Okay, get into the new picture I just added, Jason.
Girl, it looked like a little fufu up under that neck, girl. The girl,
it don't look like it's nothing
fufu
underneath
that
neck.
They say you got fufu up under that neck, girl, and I'm just telling you.
Like, it's nothing underneath that neck, and that's me sitting right here in front of the computer right now.
Okay. So now y'all all got
okay,
neck
what?
Pictures.
Okay, what?
Y'all are trying Miss Kelly with her hair. Y'all cannot see.
That's me with my neck up in the motherfucking air. Since you got your two necks are showing. Okay.
You can see both of mine.
Okay, bitch, don't do me girls mistake, okay? Oh, baby, I don't have a problem with throwing my neck back in the air. Okay?
Alexis, I will tell you to throw your neck back in the air, but we won't see your face if you throw your neck up.
Oh, shit.
What brought this on?
All right, what'd you say?
Well, what brought this argument on?
You know, because the girl said that they
saw... Oh, Naima, you want to be in it, too?
No, Naima don't want to be in it. Naima, I don't want the girls to read you. Stop.
She lost again.
Oh, shit.
I was trying to do what that read was about, bitch.
I just had to let the girls know because the girls told me I can't throw my neck back, Mistakes. So I had to let the girls know I can throw my neck back.
Well, I think how y'all can either, all three of y'all can get together with no paint on, honey, and take a picture together. Okay, so when do y'all want it? When?
Baby, I go out to Vogue Nights tomorrow, wash motherfucking face, bitch. What?
I mean, I don't even know why my bitches posted up there all year apart. You know they happily don't see me. And I've done that already. I've showed the ballroom and I've showed the community that you or Alexis, you know, like, so I don't even know why I need to
hold
be a part of it.
You ain't showed the ballroom community nothing. You be jealous.
That's because, Alexis, you're always in the back in the dark. So I don't know that what's that about. But, I mean, as far as...
No,
the
Nicole.
She couldn't stay around. Cole, what the tea is, Nicole, she couldn't stay around too long at the awards ball for me to slay her in her suit.
I was, first of all, let me tell you something, Kelly, because let me tell you the truth, bitch. I had been getting coked up all motherfucking day, bitch. I got drunk, came to the motherfucking ball, and was still getting motherfucking full, and too many faggots was bumping into me, pushing and shoving. I can't deal with it. So to keep me from getting in trouble, from busting a bitch in their motherfucking mouth, I took my ass back home and called the coke man again and got me another 8-ball. And I'm still motherfucking caught.
Well, Lord
have
mercy. Now, a bitch like me, I ain't never been scared of a motherfucking battle. Win, lose, or draw, I'll still be the same bitch at the end of the day.
Oh, the voting is now going, Miss Thang. The girls wanted me to throw my neck in the air. I threw my neck in the air. The voting is now started, honey. And it's going on until tomorrow night at 11:15, Miss Thang. And Jason's going to go and he's going to tally all the likes, Miss Thang. All he has to do is press the button on the side and see who has the most likes. The girls wanted me to throw my neck back, so I threw my neck back and I posted another picture with my neck thrown back, Miss Thang. Saying that's what's going to happen. And I'll be live on the air tomorrow night to see who won and who serve, and if Nicole and Alexis is not on, I have both of their numbers, and we are definitely call up from the switchboard and get them on the line.
No,
so
Alexis,
know.
Stop sending me messages asking me to vote for you.
You can't vote anyway. You're basically part of the radio show. You
can't vote anyway.
That was a joke.
Oh, I got to send this inbox out, bitch. Oh, my God, honey. But
Michi, you stay out my motherfucking inbox.
But everybody, can y'all please, everybody one by one, say goodnight. We about to get up out of here until tomorrow night, honey.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I have a job ahead of me. I will tally these votes, and we will know who is soft and cunt for real tomorrow at 12:30. Good night.
Been there, done that. Have a wonderful night.
Rodney.
Good night, everybody. Talk to y'all on the flip side.
Alexis.
Go ahead, Stella. I'll close out.
Alexis.
Go ahead, Stella.
Alexis.
You said mommy?
Beverly.
That was a deep voice.
Shout out to everybody that owes me coins.
Ooh.
And they look.
Alexis.
Good night, everyone. See you later.
Okay. I want everybody to definitely tune in tomorrow when Jason London and Mark and Tiffany and J-Rock and the whole Tivana and the whole Tea Party cast will definitely be live on the air tomorrow night doing What's the Tea with the Tea Party cast. Don't forget to tune in this Wednesday when the State of Emergency show definitely comes back with the legendary icon, CEO, founder, Jasmine motherfucking Couture, honey. She's definitely going to be on the air, definitely have some topics for definitely State of Emergency. Y'all definitely find out the topic tomorrow night. I am the legendary Mother Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alley, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save, it will definitely be your own. We need to stop worrying about taking people legendary and iconic status and worrying about getting our young transgender youth and our young butch queens off the streets in school and getting them out there and getting them tested. It's better to know your status than not know your status. I love y'all all for loving me, and have a good night, and I'll see y'all here live tomorrow night.
What are you looking at?
Beat the O, G-U-E, voguing is my specialty. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is a part of me. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is my specialty. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is a part of me. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is my specialty. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is a part of me. Beat to the O, G-U-E, voguing is my destiny. Now beat to the O, G-U-E, children come and vogue.
Mike Q. Mike Q. We'll be right back.
code.